If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
And Shakira, you think she was talking about her hips? I don't think so. Please, her hips are full of crap. Mine, on the other hand, they just don't lie. So yes, Melissa, come back into the shot. It's all true. Your mama, Joan Rivers, is a music matron.
Wow. I mean, I had no idea, but that certainly does explain the lightning bolt tattoos on your stomach and thighs.
Those are not tattoos. Those are infected stretch marks.
Okay, that's vile. That's vile. That is so not funny. That it's so disgusting.
Okay, and let's move this up, but we didn't do anyhow. Let's have, can we just keep rolling? That's it. Good girls. Keep going. Keep moving it up.
And now,
I rebuke this in the name of the Lord.
How dare you say that, son of a bitch?
I think I'm going to be sick.
Our feature presentation.
Ah, so sad she doesn't have a gig, huh?
Yeah. I miss that.
So
let me tell
sad
you.
That she
well,
just...
all the good ones are gone now, Kevin.
Man,
you know.
She's just pure talent. She doesn't need people. She doesn't need writing. She's just talent.
She's got it all.
All the way through. Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday the 10th. Have we made a decision on the name? Have we made a decision on that?
I don't think we revisited it yesterday after our initial concern.
Should we now?
I don't know.
What are our options?
We've been beaten down, Lisa.
Yeah, tell me about it. I know.
We had another powwow with Mr. Weatherby yesterday, Lisa.
You have to come to the office right now after the show.
Yes.
That meeting. I hadn't heard
We're
about
having
that.
Those every day now. Every day.
What did we do this time?
Oh, name it.
Well, remember, this is one of the topics of conversation that came up. And for folks who don't know, we're talking about the continued crackdown, not even from the FCC, but the fear of the FCC because they've made their fines 10 times what they used to be. Like a $30,000 fine wasn't enough to keep you honest.
Right.
Now it's a $300,000 fine starting later this month, right, for every individual infraction that the FCC declares is obscene or indecent, right? So as an example, yesterday we had a conversation where we were talking about the fact that we had the Stanley Cup in the studio, right?
Yeah.
And you heard highlights of that a few moments ago with a couple of the Ducks players. They brought in the cup. It was awesome. And we're having a great time with the guys. And somebody, I guess, Kevin, you were inspecting the cup and you noticed that it had a little bit of damage, had a little bit of a crack in it, right?
Right.
From where, you know, over the years somebody dropped it or ran into something. So Kevin made the offhanded comment, boy, I'd like to have 2 minutes alone with that crack in the cup, you know, which is a funny line.
20 minutes we had to talk about that.
20 minutes we talked about how that is a description of a sexual act and it's unacceptable. And if we had a guy with a finger on the button, that shouldn't have got on the air. And that's the type of thing that you know, if we'd have run by management, they would have said no, you can't say that. And we're
if
like,
we'd have run it by management.
Yeah, we're gonna run.
That's how that happens.
What? We don't script it out. We just say whatever comes to our stupid heads. That's how we do it. So
oh
we tried
my
to,
God.
So we tried to tell the suits.
It might be best if you just let it go, okay?
And they didn't want to hear that.
I don't know that I want to live in a country where you can't joke about having sex with the Stanley Cup. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the bedrock of freedom right there.
Having sex? What are you talking about?
Oh, he that's just, not what you...
No,
I wanted to bang just... it out with a little ball peen hammer.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
That's what you call it?
I don't want to live in a world where Mr. Weatherby's now listening to our show.
I don't
did
either.
That happen?
I know. It's bad news.
He's
that's
never
a good point.
Listened to our show.
So, 20 minutes on that, Lisa, on you can't say this and you can't say that and you can't say anything. So
this
I think the many successful years of July being July in the ass, I think that's gone. I think it's got to be retired. I think it's now got to
so
be something.
So now it's just July? That's what we have to go with?
July.
Have we been told that by the lawyers?
Maybe we can go with something that works both ways, like do you like cream in your coffee? You know, something like that that we can argue is just cream in your coffee, but we all really know that it's, you know, Mike with a black chick. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so it's Tuesday the 10th of Mike with a black chick.
No. Do you like cream in your coffee?
Oh, do you like cream in your coffee? I apologize.
It's just an example. I mean, we don't have to go with that, but I'm saying something that we could argue is innocuous is what I'm saying.
You want to know what else we had probably a half hour to 40 minute conversation about yesterday?
Yeah, it was a long time in Mr. Weatherby's office yesterday.
You ready for this?
Firecrotch.
Oh, yeah. No more firecrotch.
That breaks my heart.
Fire.
I mean, seriously?
Yep.
That ought to be on the money, fire crotch. You know what I mean? That ought to be part of the Pledge of Allegiance.
Don't look at me like I'm going to make any sense of this for you, Lisa. We were so incensed yesterday.
Because isn't Bean, aren't you the one who explained to me? Because I'm not exactly certain about where the lines are drawn. Nobody is. But you can't describe a sex act, but you can describe a body part.
Nope.
Yes. And that's what we brought into the meeting.
But not anymore, not according to this company.
Correct.
Mr. Weatherby yesterday said to us, you can't describe a body part. And we said, you've got to be kidding us. That's never the way it's been. That's never been the rule. And apparently it is now, according to our company, not according to the FCC. Again, they haven't changed. We have in reaction to the higher fines.
So if you say that, if you say she has double D's, aren't we describing breasts?
Oh, hey, back off there, sister.
I mean,
why would you ever?
Everything.
Why would you ever discuss a woman's breasts, Lisa? Come on.
It is everything, Lisa.
There's no reason for that.
It's crazy. Basically, we have lawyers in, I don't know where they are, back east.
New York.
And if anything sounds like it even refers to a woman or a man, they nix it. They're just, nope, can't do it. Can we say dude?
I can't talk anymore.
Nope, can't say dude. No, can
you're describing a man. He's a dude.
And then we had a 10-minute conversation about, you want to get on the phone with the lawyers? No, we don't want to get on the phone with the lawyers. I'll get him on the phone right now. No, you won't. We'll walk out. Oh, dear God.
Oh, my
God. I'll do
God.
It. I'll leave.
I'll leave. I'll do it.
Can't talk like that to me.
I'm making fun of the King of Mexico because I can't say that either. All right.
Have you contacted Brandon Davis about this? He must be so mad.
We have not, no. But we might need a cleaner version. So.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Speaking of breasts, by the way.
No.
At the risk of heavy-duty fines, this is interesting and this is true. Chemistry and Industry magazine. Kevin, I know you subscribe to all the magazines. You get that one?
That one I memorize.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chemistry and Industry magazine reports on a company in California that claims that they next year will start offering lunch break boob jobs. It's a procedure called Solution, C-E-L, Solution. It takes just over an hour, and they inject a supercharged fat mixture into your boobs. And this is what's interesting about it, is you don't walk out of there with the new size. It takes about 6 months for your breasts to inflate to that size.
So they grow and grow?
So they grow. Yeah.
So they say, and then 6 months later, you can't find them.
Right. Hey, what happened? You got boobs in your back. So they can go in, get the shot. They go back to work. They're normal.
That's right. Yeah. No one even
knows. And by the way, if you're a woman who's trying to hide the fact that you got implants.
Yeah, this is great.
This is perfect.
I don't know. They're just growing.
You can't tell what's happening.
I don't know. Every day.
Must be coming
up
into my own. But you're 60.
Alex. That's what she's been saying for months.
That's true.
That is what she's been saying.
I don't know.
Sell
maybe
what?
She's a test case.
Sell what? That's
Solution.
Solution. All right.
Solution. Yeah. So, you could just claim I must be gaining weight or something like that, and you'll still look fantastic, except your boobs are getting bigger. But anyway, it's still going to be, pricey. It's still going to cost a few grand or something, but it doesn't have, all the surgery side effects and whatnot.
It's permanent? Because usually the thing with injecting fat is that over time.
Yeah, interesting. It doesn't.
That's a collagen.
Yeah.
Botox.
Yeah.
Doesn't go on to mention that aspect of it in this particular excerpt from the article. But that would be certainly worth looking into, because if it's like the what they do to their lips and stuff, then you'd probably have to go back at some point.
How long till some desperate dude grabs that needle and plunges? Oh, well, I can't say that. How long till a guy?
There'll be a lot of women who'll be interested in this procedure, though, if it turns out to be
sure. Absolutely.
Of course.
I mean, that's a pretty good deal. They don't cut you open or anything,
Yeah, it's huge.
Anyway, that's probably the last breast reference you'll hear for a while, but yeah, there it is.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Can we?
We're going to talk about butterflies.
Butterflies?
We're going to talk about sunny days.
Puppy dogs?
Puppy dogs.
The Bible.
The Bible. We're going to have a 7 o'clock is Bible hour now.
Great.
And we're just going to talk about how much we love each other.
Okay.
But not in a sexual way.
No, God, no.
Fire.
Puppies, Kevin, are the result of dog sex.
Oh,
so
shoot.
So you maybe can't even talk about those.
Scratch puppies. we were trying to convey our sense of if you give in or bend to the people out there, the very, very, very small minority of people out there who are determined to be offended, If you start running things according to them, you're effed. Sorry, you're out of luck, man.
You're not in a good location.
Because that's a recipe for just
disaster.
Well,
I mean, this is so good for the FCC. They don't have to do anything
right.
now.
Everyone's
you can't
running
even get
scared.
Mad at them because everybody else is just bowing before what they think
yeah.
they might maybe somewhere along the line get a complaint about.
Yep.
Because
it's now
have won, my friends.
They have the terrorists.
It's now 1955 all over again, so
really
they
is.
Don't have to really worry about anyone saying anything.
Are we commies? Would that make us commies?
No, I'm not saying no.
Okay, just checking.
I'm just saying that the language, the level of language that they're going to have to review from this point on is going to be so tame that it's not going to be a question for them.
Oh, dear God, I despise everything about lawyers.
This is really
or at least the lawyers
depressing.
Involved in this case. Yeah, it was, we're just like we were whipped.
Okay. We were welcome back from vacation is what we were.
Well, anything else, guys?
No.
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 Just going to go lay down.
It's noon. Can we go now? By the way, meeting today, noon.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. The mandatory meeting.
Day two, as they describe the new rules. That we have to live by.
Oh, my God.
Fire.
Can't do that. Sorry.
What about today's Kevin and Bean show, though?
I told you. Puppies, sand, sunshine.
No, not puppies.
Oh, no puppies.
No puppies.
New Music Tuesday. Smashing Pumpkins have a new CD. Bad Religion has a new CD. Interpol has a new CD. We're going to play some clips from that.
Damn, big day.
Chris Angel is a douche. Can I say that now?
I don't think so.
Chris Angel is an applicator. No.
He's a bad man.
He's bad. Chris Angel is bad. We'll tell you about that coming up. I'm not even going to attempt to tell you the call-in topic in the 6 o'clock hour because we haven't figured out what words we're going to be allowed to use.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right. That's tough.
Because the guy with the bicycle?
Yeah. And
who
he likes it very
time?
Much.
He was he was really, really enjoying his bicycle.
Yeah.
He sure was. He was riding it.
Hey!
He was riding his bicycle. That's all I'm saying.
There are very few people who enjoy a bike as much as this guy.
And then have to clean it after.
That's correct.
Okay.
Sorry, Lisa, we can't say that.
Can't say that?
Also, we're going to talk about the Quickie Marts in Southern California. Very excited about
that. I haven't seen one yet.
Oh, the Simpsons movie. I just can't wait for it. You've seen the trailer for that.
Yes.
Oh, it looks so good.
One of them is just down the street, Lisa. It's in at Sepulveda in Venice, I think, in Culver City.
Well, maybe I'll head down there while I'm waiting for our
drive down
fabulous
there.
Meeting at noon.
Then there's another one in Burbank, and I guess there's 11 across the country, and you're lucky enough to have two in Southern California. But, yeah, they transformed the 7-Elevens into a Quickie Mart, just like on the Simpsons TV show.
That's very cool.
Pretty cool. So we're going to talk about that today. We have, this is kind of the time when there's no good TV shows on because all of them take a break. There are some really good shows on. You kind of have to find them, and we're going to hopefully introduce you to one if you're not already familiar with it, Flight of the Conchords.
Love that show.
Oh, it's a show on HBO. It's a half-hour show. And there's two guys. One of them is named the Rhinoceros, and the other is the Hip-Hop-Hippopotamus. And we're going to have them in our studio today performing live.
Oh, that's so cool. They're great.
That?
Yes.
And Elvira. Yeah, I know.
Look at her.
Yeah.
Can't.
That's the whole point.
Not allowed. Not allowed to look at her.
That is the whole point of Elvira.
That is Elvira.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have that, you don't have Elvira.
Right.
Right. Hmm. Well, there's a casting call for the search for the new Elvira, if you can believe it. She's, I guess, at the point where she's going to hang up the black dress, and she's looking for somebody younger and boobalicious to kind of replace her on the various things that she does. And that's a casting call I may go to. I may like to see that lineup, to tell you the truth.
Line up, ladies, line up.
Yeah, it's going to be this Friday, by the way, in Long Beach. We're going to be in Long Beach this Friday.
How perfect.
It may be worth swinging by, is what I'm suggesting to you, Kevin.
How about that?
No
good
kidding.
Call.
So, yeah, we'll have the legendary Mistress of the Dark, Elvira, in our studio later this morning. We'll tell you all about the casting call, so that should be pretty cool.
Plus, we have a bunch of tickets for you to go to the Kevin and Bean Booty Tushy Cruise 3. Mm. Cruise Harder. Sorry. Cruise Solidly.
Cruise with gusto.
We have tickets for that coming up this morning as well.
Okay.
Sounds like we're laughing. We're really crying.
We can't describe anything that happens on that cruise.
Nothing. We can't describe
if
the cruise.
If you're not there, oh well.
We can't describe anything on the show today or the cruise.
No.
So, good times. Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat next. Can we say that?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat for a Tuesday morning. Hey, Ralph, how are you?
What are you guys going to do for a living?
I know. Such a good question.
Something else.
Because I've got talent. I can do stuff. I can do, like, voiceovers or something or porn something. But, you know, I can make a buck.
But
what are you guys going to do?
We can...
That's
well,
a good question.
The last job I had before radio was mowing lawns, so I'm thinking about going back to that.
Hey.
The lucrative field of lawn mowing?
That is a perennial industry.
There
will always be lawns.
We could go into business together.
Kevin and Bean Landscaping. I like
Kevin and Bean Landscaping. I like it.
Your lawn needs cutting.
We're going to be there for you.
Offices in Washington and California. Operators are standing by.
Please call now.
I will hire you guys.
Thank you, Ralph. We appreciate
my support.
Appreciate the handout.
Well, it's just a matter of time. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling talking about her seventh book, soon to be released. You know, everyone's on pins and needles waiting to see what happens with Harry and the rest of his gang.
It's final book, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay.
Sort of.
What?
My actor said, so this is the final book. And she goes, well, I think that Harry's story comes to a quite clear end in book seven, but I've always said I would never say never.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Which translates into, how much you got? That's what she's asking. How much money is there? Give it all to me,
I'll
write book eight. That's what she's
saying. I find her books fascinating. I'm glad. I hope she keeps going.
Yeah, I'd love
first
that.
80 pages, right?
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I don't get 80.
Then you go to the movies.
20.
I bet that was good in the book.
That means no. That means Harry doesn't die. Harry must not be one of the two who dies.
That's what I think is the implicit message there.
Yeah.
Or else there would be no eight, right?
Yeah, right, I would think.
But maybe she'll take this character all the way into his adulthood and people will follow along and read for the rest of their lives.
That would be wonderful.
Maybe Harry Potter and the Hogwarts hookers, maybe, you know.
Ooh, I like it.
In our future.
Although
and by hookers, I mean people who fish.
Right, that's what you mean.
That's right. Denise Richards was devastated when Richie Zambora broke up with her recently, according to the New York Daily News. This is the greatest story ever.
They were only together for a short time, right?
Well, she started dating him almost immediately after she broke up with Charlie Sheen.
Yep.
So, what's that, a year and a half, a couple years now?
Yeah, I guess.
It's gotta be a while. Anyway, he recently broke up with her, and this is a great story. He says to her, I want to go on vacation to Hawaii with you. And she says, great. And they're walking on the beach, and he says, I need to speak with you, and she's expecting a proposal.
He's going to get down on one knee on the beach.
Instead, he knocked her down on both knees and said, yeah, I think we need to end this relationship.
Woo! Wait a minute, he took her to Hawaii to tell her that?
What's wrong with him?
I have no idea, but it's spectacular.
Did he take her right to the airport? Take her right to the airport and put her on a plane?
Maybe he figured that was her, like, her parting gift, like on a game show. You know, you lost the game, but however, we do have the home version of dating Richie Zambora, and I hope you please enjoy that.
Ralph, because of the meeting yesterday, you can no longer tell any stories where Denise Richards ends up on both knees. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. So she's looking for the ring.
Wow.
And he gives her the boot.
That is brutal.
Spectacular.
I've never heard of it.
We don't like her.
No.
So I'm not really heartbroken
I'm gleeful.
But I've never heard of a guy.
Does he dislike her as much as we dislike her?
Must. I've never heard of a guy taking her on vacation to tell her that.
Well, here's the thing. It doesn't. I think maybe he didn't plan it that way.
It just kind of struck him.
But maybe after a week alone with Denise Richards in a hotel room, you say, get the hell off my island.
Yeah.
Hey, you, get off of my cloud. That's what he was saying to her. But, so that's a good story.
Well, she would have brought down the temperature of the islands by 30 degrees, too.
Exactly.
That's true.
Al Gore should just fly her around the planet just to cool everything off. That ice queen.
Kick her. We could use it this week. I want to be wherever she is this week.
More stories of love gone bad. Dane Cook reveals to Elle magazine that he was once in a relationship that didn't feel quite right for months until he came home early from work one day.
Yes, don't do that, people.
Found his girlfriend in bed with another man. Once again, ordinarily that'd be a tragic story. But it's Dane Cook, so I had to take some joy. He says it was like going to Disneyland, getting on Space Mountain, and having it fly off the tracks. How do you know what that's like, Dane? I think you should try it once, just, you know, before you start throwing around analogies. See what that's like.
At least the comedian who has time to come up with an analogy to describe his tragic situation can't come up with one that's funny.
Yeah, that's right.
Way to go, Dane.
It's like, you're going to Disneyland, or you go to Space Mountain, flies off the tracks.
We've got a partner cutting grass, at least, Bean. Dane Cook.
That's right.
That's right. You can join us.
You can do the shrubbery while you guys are cutting the lawns. Meanwhile, Wentworth Miller, Prison Break star, is looking to settle down.
With our assistant producer, Alex.
He says he's looking forward to having a mate and kids in the near future, just as soon as he can find the right dude.
What?
No.
What'd you say?
Come on. Look at that guy. Hello.
Is he too pretty to be straight? Is that what you're suggesting?
Come on.
Oh, you're gonna break
Everyone,
Alex's heart.
Let's all
if
wake
talk
up,
about
people.
That.
This is the 5:57 wake up call you ordered. Wentworth Miller. Hello.
Alex texts diet of fire. Ralph is what she's suggesting for your implication.
Like I won't.
It's top notch gay.
That's what I'm saying.
Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas and her boyfriend, Josh Duhamel, of course, star of the huge movie Transformers, they're having a hard time in their living arrangement. Their relationship is fine, but the New York Daily News reports that every night for the past few weeks, around 11 p.m., a random fan pulls up in front of their house and starts blasting her London Bridge song. And it's driving them crazy.
That's just mean.
Yeah, you've heard that song, you know how cruel it can be. So, well, good on him. He's giving a little taste of her own medicine.
That's funny.
Sometimes that's how you have to school the kids.
That's correct.
And I guess Lindsay Lohan's finding out sobriety doesn't come cheap. Word is, from the New York Daily News once again, that she has contacted the Evian Water Company asking for free shipments.
What?
She would like free shipments of Evian because that's all she's going to be drinking now. She's going to be seen around town with it. She thinks she should get it for free. So she would like them to send her free Evian.
She wants to sponsor her bottled water.
Well, she never had to pay for a drink, I'm sure, in her life. So now she'd like to not
Good
pay
point.
For her water either.
Fire.
Yeah. No, no,
Ooh,
no.
Sorry.
That almost leaked out.
I know. It was
What's wrong
close.
With you people? We got to get a guy with a button in here. That's what I hear.
That's what we were told.
Speaking of BS water, and this is just a complete aside, but I was watching TV last night. I think it was Fox. I'm watching On the Lot. You know, I'm the one guy watching On the Lot.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And some commercial came on from something from Smirnoff called Source. Have you heard about this?
No, Source.
Mm-hmm.
No.
The commercial is, he sees water splashing everywhere, and then it comes up in the little lettering on the screen, pure spring water plus alcohol equals Source. They're now trying to sell us water and vodka in a bottle, thinking we're going to drink it.
Water and vodka?
Doesn't that sound horrible?
Yes. One or the other.
That, you know what that is? That's a drink I've left on the table too long. That's what that is.
Yeah.
The ice has melted. Now I've got a glass full of water and vodka.
And you ask for a new one.
It's no goddamn good to anybody. If they just package anything, we will buy it. That's their new plan. Hey, what do we got? We got some water in the back. All right, put some booze in it. slap a label on it and let's move it.
We're out of water? Okay, let's mix dirt and vodka.
It does seem to be where they've gone since.
Earth cocktail. There's so many waters now that now they make them with vitamins and they've got them with electrolytes. Yeah. I mean, they are
now
just
they got
mixing
them with booze.
Everything with water, I guess.
But if you're working out and you come home, you grab a frosty Source and knock back some alcohol-laden water?
No.
Well, I do.
No, you don't.
But the average person, I would say no.
Although, maybe some of these concerts that you're not allowed to take alcohol into, but you can take water into, maybe that's the answer.
Oh, no, it's just a Source, Mr. Security Guard.
Right.
Yeah.
It's water.
And lastly, Transformers. Five people busted over the past week trying to make illegal videos of the movie.
Kevin.
Pirates.
I love that movie. I'm going to go back.
With a video camera, I'm guessing.
How dare you.
Arrests were made in Florida, Georgia, Illinois, New York, and, of course, here at home in California. People get caught illegally videotaping movies can now, there's new federal legislation.
Oh.
That is...
be put to death?
You can be put to death, yes. Wow. The FCC made that rule.
Did they?
You can be charged with 6 months in jail and $10,000 in fines. So that's the going rate for people who screw around with Transformers. Not to mention
what about
that,
people like Lightning who pull into parking lots and buy bootleg DVDs that are shot in theaters?
I was
what about
afraid.
Him?
I was afraid not to buy their goods. He was black.
By the way, you heard your boy Lightning in the other room defending the company, by the way.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Why? Why?
That is a smart business decision. They have the right to protect their bottom line. And as business owners, they don't want to be fined. I absolutely understand that.
Yeah, as long as they don't want anyone listening to our show anymore, as long as that's, they're willing to give that up.
I was enlightening, as one of the guys who create the product for this company, don't you have any concerns about the quality of that product at all?
No, they have to not be fined. It's just like NASCAR. When they
had
to put those bars in there so people wouldn't get killed.
Okay.
Look, I agree. The company doesn't want to get fined by the FCC, of course. That's why we need to be aware of the regulations. But we also need to keep the quality side in mind. We also need to stand up for the product, as you said.
Now, It is the bottom line. It's a business, and you need to get over it.
Then maybe we should just play instrumental music all day and not talk at all, because there's no danger in bad language then.
I'm Ted Segleritis. You're cruising on the coast. Just saying.
How?
Yes? You got something?
Pick some.
Got anything,
Lights?
I hit two wrong buttons first before I got the
we
right.
We heard it.
We were here.
You want to hear,
we were here
again?
When we heard it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dynamite drop in at broadcast school has really paid off.
I'm just miserable.
I
about
hope
this
you
whole
guys
thing.
Cut lawns better than you do this. You might not be in that business for long either.
Oh, that's a good
there's
point.
There's just a big dirt patch on my front lawn now.
Yeah.
Now we hit the wrong button.
Yeah. Knock, knock. Lightning sucks!
He is wrong, man. Let's not forget.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Jessica Simpson turns 27 years old today.
Hmm.
How can she only be 27?
No
kidding. Hasn't she been in our public consciousness for, it seems like, 30 years
yeah.
now?
Yeah. But- That was typical Jessica.
Yeah.
Ow.
Ow.
Adrian Grenet from Entourage is 31 years old today. Have you been watching the Entourage this season?
Have
yes.
High hilarious comedy.
I've been.
Love me some Harvey.
Yeah, he's great.
The producer, obviously based on Harvey Weinstein.
He is great.
He is he's a maniac. He's going to kill somebody. I love that guy. Jake LaMotta. I had no idea this guy was still alive. Jake LaMotta is the boxer in which, of course, the legendary Martin Scorsese movie Raging Bull was based on. Robert De Niro played him in the movie. He's still alive at 86 years old today. And it's a sad day for me because Don Herbert, probably better known to you as TV's Mr. Wizard, would have been 90 years old today had he lived. Sadly, he passed away a little while ago, a few months ago, and of course we all miss him. But luckily, he still lives on in syndication.
And was also then syndicated all over the country as well, right?
Well, it wasn't syndicated. It was on a network.
Right, but the next version of the show?
It was live on the network.
Right, but then once that show ended, the next version of it, there was a syndicated version as well, right?
No.
No?
The next version of it was on Nickelodeon.
So was Mr. Wizard syndicated or what?
You were like the federal prosecutor going after Scooter Libby on that tape, man. I mean, you're just a pit bull.
It's me in Vegas.
And Mr. Wizard's cell sentence has been commuted to life or death, depending on how you look at it. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I think this is really interesting, by the way, that for years and years and years, I've been telling you about the wonder that is 7-Eleven. I've been telling you how it's my favorite place on earth,
right.
And it's a destination every day, and you guys have just been, yeah, I go by if I have to, or if
right.
I need something,
right.
Or if I'm in the neighborhood and it's convenient, and I've been telling you, no, 7-Eleven deserves more respect than that, and now all of a sudden, lines all over the place
yeah.
with people trying to get into 7-Elevens.
Yeah, when they change them
yeah.
to Quickie Marts.
Exactly.
When they change them from 7-Eleven to Quickie Marts, the movie finally is coming out. The Simpsons movie is July 27th. Could not be more excited about that. I actually have the theme song from Green Day. It's a restricted release, watermarked disc. By opening this, you're agreeing to the terms below. Let's just play it. What the hell? Green Day's version for the movie.
Definitely The Simpsons.
And then at the end, they start singing a little bit. It's very much kind of like the original.
Trivia question one day. What Danny Elfman song did Green Day cover?
Oh, he wrote that, didn't he?
Sure. Yeah, it's his theme. Theme from
That's
The Simpsons,
right.
yeah.
Well, we have some numbers for some local 7-Elevens, if you want to call them, the Quickie Marts.
Sure.
You want to just check them out and see what's going on?
Yeah.
That's what's happening is they've changed a dozen 7-Elevens across the country, including two right here in Southern California, into Quickie Marts, which for folks who don't watch the TV show, that's the convenience store on The Simpsons in Springfield where Apu works. And they sell all sorts of stuff, and we want to get some information on how it's going.
Hello, Quickie Mart.
Oh, hey, is this Apu?
Yes, this is me, Mr. Radio Man.
Hey, how are you, Apu?
I am very good, sir. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you.
Well, listen, Apu, we've been trying to stop by the Quickie Marts, but the lines are out the door. You got to wait, in some cases, a half hour, 45 minutes to get in. But we wanted to ask some questions about some of the Simpsons products that you sell there in your store.
It's quite ridiculous how popular Quickie Mart is here.
It's crazy, yeah.
We don't do nearly this kind of business in Springfield.
Yeah.
What are some of the products that you have there that you stock?
I do not know the answer to that question.
But you're a poo. You're working the counter at the Quickie Mart.
Who would know?
I am not legally allowed to answer that.
Who's allowed?
Only Homer Simpson can tell you.
Is he there?
Certainly. 1 second.
Fantastic.
Homer Simpson, Mr. Regular Customer. The radio people like to talk to you.
Thank you, Apu.
Simpson, eh?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we're looking for...
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
We were looking for Homer Simpson.
Simpson, eh?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Maybe you could tell us some of the items that are on sale at the Quickie Marts.
No, I'm sorry. Only Homer Simpson can tell you that.
Is there a way to get him on the phone?
Well, I guess I could ask for him.
Okay, good. Please. It's a pretty small place. Please.
Then I could put him on the phone.
Yeah, that would be
ideal. We'd love that.
Then you could ask him any questions you'd like.
Homer, please.
Simpson, eh?
Yes,
Homer Simpson. Please, Mr. Burns.
Simpson.
Calling Quickie Marts.
I don't recall a Simpson.
Homer Simpson.
Homer Simpson.
Simpson, eh?
Yes.
He works for you.
Simpson.
There we go. Okay, now we're getting someplace.
Okay.
Idly dilly, neighbor.
Listen, Homer.
We want your next door neighbor, Homer Simpson. Is he there, Ned?
Oakley doakley.
Nobody has any answers at the Quickie Marts.
Hello?
Mo?
Oh, no, this is Barney.
Barney, sorry.
Hey, someone get capitalist. The characters on Simpsons.
I took a shot. It was wrong.
It was way wrong.
Hey, why do you think it was me?
I don't know, Mo.
Oh, wow, everybody's there this morning. How about that? Well, listen, Barney, we want to talk to Homer. We understand. Okay, you're right?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want to talk all the duff beer.
I understand, yes. We want to talk to Homer about all of the Simpsons-related products that are sold there at the Quickie Mart. We understand he's the only one who can answer our questions.
Hey, Homer!
Now we're talking. Oh, here we go.
Talk to you.
We want to ask about Duff Beer, for one thing.
Professor Frank here. Hello?
Listen, is Homer there?
The telephone operational doesn't seem to be working at all, for seeing it anyway.
Is Homer Simpson available?
Of course he is. Let me get him 1 second
for you.
That place is so crowded.
Yes, hello, this is Kent Brockman.
I like that they've now gone to just identifying themselves up front.
Well, I can't take any chances with you.
Well, listen, Kent, we appreciate you stopping by from the TV station, but we're looking for Homer Simpson. Can we talk to him, please?
Homer Simpson. Is there a Homer Simpson here?
Yes, he's there. We've already been established that he's there.
Yeah, Chief Wiggum's here.
Oh, for God's sakes. Chief Wiggum's, can you tell us why there is no Duff beer on sale at the Quickie Marts?
No, only Homer can tell you that.
Well, put him on the phone.
Hello?
Homer!
Yes?
Oh, we
it's
got
Kevin
it!
And Bean. How are you doing at the Quickie Mart?
Why does that keep bothering me?
I'm
busy trying to eat donuts.
Now, I understand you do sell the official pink movie donut there at the Quickie Mart.
Donuts.
What?
We used to sell them, but unfortunately, there are no more here.
I don't think that's true.
Don't come here looking for donuts. They're all gone.
Wow, I didn't realize that. Okay.
I ate them all.
What? What about Duff Beer? No Duff Beer?
No Duff Beer.
Just Buzz Cola?
It's a PG-13 movie.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Buzz Cola, though, you do have that?
Yes, we have Buzz Cola.
Squishies?
Right. Squishies.
We have delicious squishies.
Crusty-O's?
Crusty-O's. Mm-hmm. The cereal that will make you less hungry than you were before you ate it.
Isn't that all cereal?
Yes.
We understand that you're actually selling the Radioactive Man comic book, edition 7-Eleven, there at the Quickie Mart.
Yes, I wish I could read. I would enjoy it greatly, I'm sure.
Have any one of the other Simpsons characters that are there with you in the store read it to you, Homer?
Actually, there's no other Simpson characters here.
What?
Nope. I'm in my store by myself.
We just talked to like 15 of them.
Oh, why aren't I a better liar?
First, though, could we get to Wrong Man in? Can we ask Producer Lightning to step into the studio, please?
Hey, Wrong, can you come in?
You just call him Wrong?
Yeah, I don't have time for man.
We got to have some sort of intervention.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
I know, dude. I know.
Lightning, what's going on with you?
If I can annoy you guys enough, you'll just boot me out, and I don't have to do whatever it is you want me to do.
Okay, crafty. Here's what we want you to do. I think we've
take a vacation and a long one.
I'm gone. Bye. See ya.
I think we've all come to a good conclusion, Lightning, and that is, I think assistant producer Alex and Ralph
and Psycho Mike,
yeah,
and Dave in Mexico, and Omar, and Bean, and myself, all in agreement on one topic. And you know
and
how
Lisa,
seldom.
And Doc.
Yeah. And you know how seldom that happens.
Uh-huh.
And Rodney.
Rodney, too, yeah. You need to be taken off of singles party duty because you're bad chooser guy. I got emails yesterday from assistant producer Alex, Mike, Dave, the King Max. Everybody wanted to kill you.
Uh-huh.
To rip your head from your body. Apparently, you make all these kind of sweeping statements.
I was having some good fun in the office yesterday.
Yeah, he's taking off to fun. It was just fun.
I was enjoying myself yesterday.
Let me back up 1 second, Lightning, if you don't mind,
mm-hmm.
And say that K-Rock Street Team members received an email from us, Kevin and Bean, last week that gave them the opportunity to apply early to join us this Friday night for the Kevin and Bean Booty Cruise, right? Mm-hmm. We're going out on a cruise on the water, leaving from Long Beach on Friday night. It's the first singles party we've done this year. It's going to be awesome. The last two have been amazing. This one's going to be amazing, too. So Street Team members got an email blast that said, hey, you can apply, so send in the information and your photo, and we're going to be picking some people from that pool to join us on the boat. Now, somehow, Lightning, being an industrious, hardworking guy, took it upon himself to say, I'll sift through those entries and find some good people for the party.
I did not want to. I just did it.
You did, okay. And I appreciate that. I appreciate your effort because, you know, you do work hard, and we understand that. However, you have all these crazy rules that if a guy's wearing a bracelet, he can't come on the boat.
Any guys with jewelry, they're out.
No.
Anybody from Silver Lake, out.
I'm very particular.
That was the biggest one.
I'm very particular. No guys with puka shell necklaces.
Okay.
No guys with those little leather straps with the little medallion they got at the Inca ruins or somewhere. You know what I'm talking about? Psycho
but Lady, because you're particular, though, doesn't mean that there aren't women out there who would be interested in meeting those guys.
I realize that. I'm going to also suggest that necklace doesn't necessarily completely summarize a person.
It doesn't.
Because I think
it
Kevin
doesn't.
Has
so
one.
What happens is, so we get in a big and albeit sometimes fun argument.
Oh, fun. This is my favorite thing about Lightning. Lightning is on fire. He's got spit coming from his mouth. Everybody's just about to beat him up. And then he comes in here today and he goes, I was having a good time. It was fun.
But
listen,
I know damn well after all these years that if, you know, I throw out my opinion and you guys lambast me and then you end up winning. So it doesn't bother me to throw out some crazy cockamamie idea about my, you know, I can have my opinions because I know you guys will pull me in a check. And if Alex is sitting next to me and she goes, look, that guy, despite the fact that he's got a good a lame necklace, all of his other qualifications meet, then I just roll over and go, okay, I hate the necklace. Do what you got to do and let him in.
But your blanket qualifications on people are awesome. We had split up the guys and girls.
Right.
Lightning was looking girls. I was thinking, guys, at which point Lightning stopped looking at the chicks, was looking over my shoulder and editing the guys I was looking at. So no Silver Lake. Oh, and also if you're from Brentwood,
hold on right
there. It's bad too.
No Silver Lake.
What?
Okay. to pick any random city.
That came Silver Lake came way long into the conversation when I was just drawing insane conclusions.
You looked at any guy who had a cool haircut and some cute glasses and were like, he looks like a hipster. He's probably from Silver Lake. No.
I didn't like the ultra hipster photos. I will give you that. I will for this party.
You covered that. But Lightning does like, however, the guys who have like a bandana on, throwing up gang signs.
No, are you high?
And
I did not.
Because he's a bro.
No. Yeah. I like the guys that had a sense of humor in the photo.
No.
Those are the guys that I liked.
Okay, so do I. But you like the guy with the Pabst can who isn't being ironic.
He's got a PBR tall boy and he's doing it on purpose.
I like the Psycho Mikes that I find because Psycho Mike would look like a douche in a photo, but he'd really be a really fun guy to party with.
Yeah, because we want to hook up women with guys like Psycho Mike. Yeah.
Exactly. Psycho Mike is a fun guy at a party, and that's the kind of guy I'm looking for.
We're looking for quality guys for girls to meet.
Right.
Thank you. Someone you can actually
talk
to.
This is a singles party. It's not people to entertain you.
I realize that.
No.
I think it was Alex was trying to find the guys and Lightning was trying to find the girls.
Right.
You guys should probably flip-flop.
Flip, yeah.
I mean, that might solve a lot of this problem.
No. I don't want Lightning in charge of picking anybody for the
singles
party.
Because I'm going to have to talk to all these guys that Lightning picked.
Yeah.
And it's not going to
be And have sex with one of them, at least.
I know, and they don't look clean.
Those are the most fun.
The other thing about Lightning, by the way, please tell me he's not the only one involved in picking women.
No.
Because he has a very particular
Crowder type. He just likes hoary strippers. Yeah, I mean, that's right. It. That's all he likes. And that would just be too monotonous.
No, Dave was actually like our tiebreaker every time. Well, and it was but pretty good. Dave has a very fair opinion of people.
Okay, but Dave,
as long as they don't have tattoos.
Dave goes with ultra plain Jane and has a very, very particular,
Okay.
I think he goes with girl next door.
Everybody take a break for just 1 second. Mm-hmm. There are many, many different personalities. The only thing that we can all agree on is that Lightning is wrong, man.
Yes.
True.
Whatever he wants to pick, we need to go the other way. So let's go back and uninvite all the people he invited. Start from scratch.
I have put together the list, the guest list before, and we've had some pretty damn fun parties.
Excuse me, you've had some good editors that have helped you along the way.
And Lightning does have a very particular taste in women, and it does happen to be girls with augmented body parts.
Which is great.
And that tend to be a little bit more lax morally. if you're looking to throw a singles party where we're trying to encourage sexual activity, that might be the type of girls we're trying to stack the deck with.
Yeah, but we need a variety of women.
Dave is looking for girls with chastity belts. That's not what I'm looking to stack the boat.
Those girls aren't applying to our singles party.
Here's what I think we need to say. You're fired from the singles party. You are fired. You can no longer even offer your opinion. If you offer your opinion on a guy or a girl, anybody else on the staff is able to hit you.
Okay, so I made my decision. You're fired.
Ooh. All right, so if I can't decide,
you're out.
Can I critique when I get to the party?
Nope.
Yes.
Well, that's cool.
You know what? That could be good, though.
Recorder.
Something... I will say quote-unquote plain Jane girl that Dave and I liked yesterday, you called, hooked up with a guy on a cruise she met like 2 hours after. The girl who you thought wouldn't sleep with anybody because she looked too nice and normal.
All right,
she was
the
one whose legs were wide open in 2 hours.
It's all guesswork. That's all we can do is guess.
It is certainly
by,
true.
By
certainly.
Their answers and by the pictures and stuff like that. We just have to make guesses. And say, some parties are better than others. But I think your influence is awful and you're fired. not as the producer, just as picking anybody for the singles party.
What is your blanket hatred for Silver Lake, by the way? Just because somebody lives in Silver Lake doesn't make them a bad person.
I just so hate the hipster scene. I just hate it with every.
Well, you can hate individual people who live in Silver Lake, but you can't hate the whole town and everybody that lives there.
Yes, Santa Monica's third place. I'm sorry. Go Silver Lake, Brentwood, then Santa Monica.
So anyone in Brentwood can't go.
Right.
Yeah.
But Lightning, if somebody summed up, they know you because you live in Long Beach, and that's all they know about you. Would that be acceptable?
I
to you?
Would expect a lot of people to hate me because I'm from Long Beach.
No,
I
do.
Hate you because you're an a-hole. That's why they hate you. All right, you're out, dude. Out.
All right.
You can't say any city. Everyone's bad. I wasn't. Listen, there are plenty of people from those areas.
Not for the 3-2-3. I hate the 3-2-3. Yeah, I actually said that.
Just for no reason.
He makes these blanket statements that don't make any sense.
This is 2 hours into a heated argument that I'm throwing insane comments out.
You just missed an entire area code. Now, granted, we did it with the 909, but we have, proof.
But that's legitimate.
But we also let in people from the 909.
We
mocked them, but we let them in.
But we just feel sad for them that they were taken in.
All right, no one nicknamed after weather phenomena, Lightning. How about that?
All right.
Good.
I like that.
I'm in.
And if any time Lightning offers a suggestion on the singles party, someone needs to hit him.
Okay.
Is that fair?
I do have a Nerf football in the office.
Nope.
I'll just throw it at your head.
Don't need Nerf. Get a real one.
Keep my mouth shut. You got it.
Really?
Yeah, I will.
Oh, I'm going to put money down on this one. That's going to end
before
the end of the day.
You don't need me at this point. You've got
we sure don't.
You've got the web tool.
Man,
you can see all the photos.
Man, we don't need
photos.
You.
Woo!
Okay.
All right.
All right. You're out.
All right.
Next hour, we're going to give away a bunch more tickets for people to come to the singles game. There was a funeral yesterday that got quite a bit of news coverage. I don't know if you guys saw this or not. You're thinking, who died? I didn't know.
Funeral.
Well, in Detroit, the NAACP, which is the nation's largest and oldest civil rights organization, and they have done some good work in their time, they symbolically buried the N-word during their annual convention. They had an actual funeral. They had a march with a pine box with a bouquet of black roses on it. The mayor of Detroit was there. On and on and on and on and on. Big publicity for that yesterday. And we thought, we don't know what this means to me, the average white guy. So let's get our token friend, Anel, on the line with us right now. K-Rock listener, Anel, joins us now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning, Anel.
How you folks doing? How y'all doing?
Hi, Anel.
We are good.
Doing fine. Hey, how's real quick before we get into the topic at hand, how's the little wife? I understand you got a kid on the way.
She's a house, man. I'm telling you. I got a fullback over here.
Better not say that in front of her.
She's a house.
It's okay, man. I keep my woman well fed. You know what I'm saying?
Kevin, do you have any advice for new fathers whose wives are getting bigger and bigger and you never know how big they're going to get? Do you say something about that or you just ignore it? You don't mention it at all?
You want to die or live?
I got a pool one in here. I want to see if she can go ahead and really, really, you know what I'm saying, break a certain point.
All right, so you're looking for three bills or four bills.
Yeah, I'm trying to stuff as much into this little thing to see where it goes.
All right.
Well, that's how she got into that trouble, Adele. All right. So what about burying the N-word? What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, first of all, I need some clarification here.
Okay.
Did we bury nigger or nigga?
Well,
I don't know.
First of all, we can't say the first one, but I think that's the one that they...
An L can.
But they're trying to bury both, to tell you the truth. I don't think they like nigga, even in rap lyrics and stuff like that. I think they're trying to stamp them both out, Adele.
I think you're right.
I don't think that's fair, because I don't remember anybody asking me what I felt about the word. You know what I mean? That's like somebody decided they're going to just bury chocolate. You know, how would you just bury something that somebody else decides they want to use?
Why would anyone bury chocolate?
I'm just saying, if I decide that I want to be, you know what I'm saying, what they quote unquote call ignorant and use that word as a term of endearment with my peers, who are you to tell me that I'm wrong for using it?
Well, I think once they put it in that pine box, though, Anel, it's no longer available for use in the English language. So
it's gone? It's just gone?
I mean, you can try to say it, but it won't come out.
Now, I didn't get the memo on the Black Action Network.
Now, Will, let me ask you this. Will millions of black people around the country see what happened in Detroit yesterday and change their behavior, or are most people like you and say, hey, I'm smart enough to make up my own decision about what's appropriate and what's not?
Well, I'm just glad this is the important issue on the hot seat right now. I'm glad that whole thing in Iraq is solved. I'm glad New Orleans has been rebuilt.
Right.
You know, this is the important issue. And to answer your question, I'll have to say most black people are going to just laugh.
I wonder if one black person is going to change their
behavior. But here's the thing. Here's the weird thing. Doesn't anyone that's around the NAACP go, okay, dumb idea, what's next?
Okay, first of all, here's my thing. When is the NAACP going to change their logo? Because I'm not a colored person, okay? Yeah. And I don't need help advancing myself. So maybe they should change the National Association for the Advancement of Black People. Maybe we should start with that, first of all.
By the way, that's a fantastic point that you bring that up. No one, not even me, by the way, who's the last guy to ever get the politically correct memo, nobody refers to black people as colored people anymore. That hasn't been in use in 40 years, yet it's still in the name of their organization.
You know, you call me colored, man, it's going to be a problem.
That's yeah.
Now, Adele, let me get a sidebar thought on this. So you think the burying the N-word is dumb. You think people make up their own minds. They also, the mayor of Detroit yesterday at the funeral service said, we also would like to bury pimps and hoes with the N-word. Any thoughts there?
Okay, that's just wrong. Okay, that's an American tradition. Okay, this country was founded on pimps and hoes.
That's right.
Okay, now, wasn't for pimps and hoes, those settlers in the West... Wouldn't have been pretty, man. Come on. It would have been Brokeback Mountain all over the place.
So pimps?
That's like apple pie and baseball, man.
So are you saying that you're taking back pimps and hoes from the NAACP?
I'm taking back pimps and hoes. And I may actually even change my name to nigga. There's some people go, what's up, my nigga? I'm not being offended. They just call me by my name. You know? That's just so stupid. And I have a hard time believing the mayor of Detroit doesn't have something more pressing to do than bury a word.
No, everything in Detroit has been solved, too.
Detroit's in good shape.
Crime gone. Homelessness gone.
Exactly. Motor City's back to looking like...
What is wrong with these people?
You know what's wrong with these people? Man, I'm going to tell you what's wrong with these people. Things in America have gotten too good for black people. There's no more hoses and fire dogs. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's getting, shot in the street by police and beaten down. We have nothing to do. That's what's going on here, man. Seriously, like back in the 60s, the Black Panthers, they were busy at the school lunch program. Now, man, we're just bored.
Sitting around going, what can we do?
I've been looking to stir up stuff at this point, man. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, well, damn, nobody's been hung in a while. Jim Crow laws are gone, and, everybody can go to pretty much whatever school you want to and get whatever job you want to. Damn it. It's looking like things are almost equal playing field. Well, let's find something else to pity ourselves over.
Well, I think what they need to do, probably their next action, is take the word colored out of their name.
I think that would be an excellent thing. I think we should actually get a campaign. We should send them a whole bunch of, little mammy dolls or something like that, man. Give them a change of name or something like that.
You have inspired me, man. I am going to write a strongly worded letter to the NAACP and see what they have to say.
That is going to bring them down.
I know.
Well, Anel, don't change.
Chicken and watermelon and make them change their name.
Anel, don't change your name to that, because then we couldn't call you by your name, because we're white and we can't say that.
Yeah,
it's okay, man. You know,
it's honestly, not okay, man.
If you're cool enough, man, honestly, you get a pass. Man, right. I got a boy that throws it around, man. The first time he did it, he kind of looked at me. I let him slide, man. You know, it's my boy. But, I mean, right. honestly, I look at it as just a real, real statement on our, you know, the current political, you know, political climate. I was, you know, I'm telling Bean, man, I'm headed to Canada, man. Be taxes be damned. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, this is getting ridiculous, man. You know, you can't even call it. I mean, come on, man. That's like saying you guys are going to take the word tool out of the dictionary. You know, from now on, no white people can call each other tools. That's a bad word.
Yeah, it is just dumb.
I mean, it's just redundant.
Well, we're definitely going backwards. There's no doubt about
that's
that.
That's true. All right, Anel, we got to go, man. Thank you for jumping on the line with us, and say hi to your beautiful wife for us.
Yeah, I'm going to go get her feed trough ready right now.
Right, say hi later, to the house. Bye,
bye now.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be looking for girls at 1-800-520-1067. We have a male judge, and we're going to be talking to girls that are at least 21 years old or older, and we're going to do that in about 10 minutes.
They're all ugly. I don't like them.
Make sure they're not in Silver Lake. You have to be 21 and up. And you have to be available Friday night for the big singles party, which is going to be cruising the Long Beach Harbor. So that'll be coming up after
no
the news, 6:59.
Hipsters. I don't like the hipsters.
He's not picking anymore.
You. Oh. FM Pasadena, Los Angeles. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Tuesday morning. Ralph, what's going on?
Congratulations to Jason Priestley and his wife. They are celebrating the birth of a baby girl.
Still alive?
Proud father of the baby?
Yeah.
No, the... Oh, Jason.
Jason Priestley.
Oh, yeah. Huh. Star of the 90s series Beverly Hills 90210 is the proud father of a baby girl who was born on July 2nd. His wife, Naomi, is doing well, as is the baby. However, Priestley wouldn't reveal his daughter's name. Oh, that's got to be a good one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Cool.
In a world of celebrity bad names, if you're ashamed to say what your daughter's name is, that's got to be the best one ever. It's got to be something like Clock or Agitate or Neanderthal or something. It's got to be Magic. You're not going to say what it is.
That is going to be good.
Chris Angel's a douchebag.
Yeah.
True.
He is coming to his own defense today. In the press, he has released a statement attacking his estranged wife, Joanne Sarantakos, because, of course, his name is Christopher Sarantakos.
Now, she said she was pregnant, right?
Well, that's the rumor.
That's the last we heard.
He is now stepping forward and saying that everything she's saying is a lie. I have always supported Joanne's every expense in the past prior to her filing for divorce in May of 2006, he says. He says she filed way back then.
Your Honor, do you believe that?
That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
I continue to do so to this day. She has unlimited access to the credit cards that I pay for. He also claims that he never attempted to keep her his marriage to her a secret. That's why we all knew about it, I guess.
What about when he was dating, though?
Yeah. He says that he and Cameron Diaz had 4 or 5 dates, but there's no relationship between them, and she is not the cause of the breakup between he and his wife.
Would you like to hear that call? For the next couple of months, we're going to have to go underground.
Yeah, we're not dating anymore, okay? No word on what was going on in September of 2006 when he was dating Minnie Driver. He didn't really address that so much. But he did say that he and Cameron Diaz, no relationship there. So,
yeah.
Look, the guy's a mind freak. He can do whatever he wants.
That's true.
He can create stories out of whole cloth. He can, ooh, look, boo, there's a defense. It's magic. Ass.
Are you ready?
That's what he says.
Yeah, I know.
Are you ready?
Bruce Willis tells the London Daily Mirror that he never dated Lindsay Lohan, despite rumors to the contrary.
Yeah, those were widespread, weren't they?
Yeah, the two of them hooked up, and he was, you know.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know what we can say in the current culture, but, you know.
You can say, you know.
They were dating, you know. Mm-hmm. He said it was a big misunderstanding because what happened was that she became friends with his daughter, Tallulah. And so Lindsay was hanging out with the Willis clan from time to time, and they were seen together. But it was actually a friendship between he and his daughter, not between Lindsay and himself.
Okay.
So he'd like to set the record straight. He said he never laid a finger on her, but he feels that the story's already set in stone, so there's not much he can do. So he might as well take advantage of it. Yeah,
what did it. What did Scout have to say about it, Ralph? Does it say in the story?
I don't know what Scout's opinion on Tallulah's friendships is, but I sure hope Rumor has something to tell us later. Good God. Reviews for this past weekend's live Earth concerts are in, and for the most part, they're tepid at best, and some are particularly scathing. The London Daily Telegraph writes, "The bill was, if we're honest, not particularly impressive. Live Aid and Live 8 were the greatest gatherings of musical talent we've ever seen. But that didn't happen by accident." Apparently, Gore lacks the persuasiveness and the contact books of Geldof and Bono. Who were the great campaigning rock bands of our time? There was no U2, no Radiohead, no Coldplay, no REM, no Bruce Springsteen or Bob Dylan. He said Live 8 got Pink Floyd. Live Earth got Spinal Tap. How dare you, sir? How dare you?
Spinal Tap does rule.
They rule.
I got to agree, though, that I would have liked a little more White Stripes and a little less Pussycat Dolls. You know, I mean, that would have been more to my taste, certainly.
Look, you gotta play your lowest common denominator. You got to try to hit everybody with a little something-something, you know? They got me with the Spinal Tap.
Yeah, that was fine, but I mean, do you need 20 minutes of James Blunt? You know, I mean, there was just a lot of stuff that you just couldn't wait to be over.
I gotta tell you,
he's not popular. He doesn't sell a lot of records.
The other problem with that show was, I know they had a message. I get that, but you don't want to be pummeled by the message.
And you thought there was too much message?
You were in submission on the floor. Yeah. Okay, take everything.
I felt that way with Live Aid, too. I was like, stop showing me starving Somalian kids, will you, for God's sakes? More rock! Woo! Less starvation! That's what I was screaming.
Today, I'm so excited.
All right, Al. All right, thank you, Al.
And speaking of Spinal Tap, by the way, I mentioned you guys were on vacation, but eBay was having an auction to try to raise money for the, I forget the name of the charity that works towards the climate crisis in terms of research and also, raising awareness. But they were having an eBay auction, a dinner with Spinal Tap. You get to have dinner with Michael McKean and Harry Shearer and Christopher Guest and Rob Reiner. You get to have dinner with them here in Los Angeles.
Did you bid on it, Ralph?
I missed it by $100.
Really?
Really?
But you see, then you don't know.
It closed out yesterday. Well, I do know.
No, but I'm saying they might have gone further.
Well, wait, hold on to your horses for my story. It closed last night around 9:45.
Right.
And I'm bidding on it. And there's a jackhole. I put a bid in, then he put a bid in, then I put a bid in, then he bid. So I just stopped bidding like 2 days before the end of the auction. So I'm going to sniper it. You know, I'm going to wait till the very end.
Last second.
Boom. Hit it. And then win the whole thing.
Well, he's typing over.
Exactly. But I missed the timing. I timed it off by about 20 seconds. So I put in my high bid, and eBay comes up and says, congratulations, you're the high bidder. And they got like 24 seconds left. Just enough time for him to see that and come back and then beat me with $100. $100 extra. I missed it by $100.
What a burn.
That would have been the greatest night of my life.
I thought about bidding on that, Ralph. I swear to God, this is the truth. I thought about bidding on that. In fact, I even emailed them and said I'd like to be on the list of approved bidders because, remember, they said you had to do that. And I was thinking that's the thing, depending on how much you ended up going for, that I would take you to, that you and I would go to.
Aww.
Yes!
Good
times with Bean and Ralph.
But then I forgot about it because I was watching baseball or something last night and forgot that the auction was ending last night.
If I
missed
found out you were the dude, by the way, would come,
wasn't the dude.
I won. I was the one who won. I would come up and kick your ass.
I would have taken you anyway. That was what I was thinking. Yeah. If I win this thing, I would go with Ralph to that.
I didn't know if you could bring a guest or not. I didn't know if it was
It's for two.
It's for two.
If you're too young or haven't seen Spinal Tap, that's worth renting.
Absolutely.
It's a great movie.
It is the granddaddy of all of those sort of mockumentary films that are so popular now. I mean, Christopher Guest has done a ton of them and stuff. But it is a fake documentary about a fictional rock band, and it is one of the funniest things you'll ever see.
I mean, you could draw a line from Spinal Tap right to our guest's next hour, The Flight of the Conchords.
That's true.
It's really in that same vein.
They're great, too. I can't wait to talk to those guys.
Yep.
Jemaine and Britt. Talk about funny names. Jemaine, by the way.
Jemaine.
J-E-M.
Yeah.
Jemaine.
I-N-E.
Jemaine.
Jemaine.
And Britt, that they say in the show, is actually Brett in English. But the New Zealanders say Britt.
They talk funny.
He says in the first episode, "No, so it's Britt? Yeah, it's not Britt, but it's Britt." Like, oh, okay. Well, now I get it.
Today he did?
Yes, he is. Today's
he did? What did he do?
He did.
He did what?
Today's celebrity birthdays, Jake LaMotta. Famous, I guess he was a middleweight boxer. Probably best known as the character Robert De Niro played in Raging Bull. He's 86 years old today.
Today, I'm so excited.
All right, Al.
Adrian Grenet from Entourage is 31 years old today. And Jessica Simpson, singer?
Nope.
Actress?
No.
Bell or no Bell, you guys?
Oh, you got to give her a Bell. You got to.
It depends. Is her mouth open or closed?
Yeah,
and that depends, too, by the way.
I'm saying if it's open. Yeah, I know, but I'm saying like, we can't.
Today,
say
I'm so excited.
All right, Al. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Tell me about the Kevin and Bean Booty Cruise 3. Cruise harder this Friday night in Long Beach. Tell me about that.
Well, we got the cruise ship.
courtesy of Harbor Breeze Cruises. And we got DJ Omar Khan on the ones and twos. We got a dance floor. We got a cash bar. We have an after party at Mai Tai Bar with live reggae band and K-Rock drink specials till 1:30. It's this Friday night, ladies and gentlemen.
In the summer of sequels, there is only one sequel that can save your love life. And more importantly, get you drunk. And even more importantly, get you laid. The Kevin and Bean Show presents Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder.
So we're looking for singles who are ready to mingle, as they say, 21 and up for this coming Friday night. We've got girls on the line right now at 1-800-520-1067, and a K-Rock Street Team member has already been selected as the judge. He's in, so let's say hi to Steve, 22, from Long Beach. Good morning, Steve. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
How's it going, guys?
I'm surprised that Lightning allowed you to get through the screening process, because I see that your home phone is also your cell phone, and Lightning hates that so much.
Why? I mean, that's like...
Because he's dumb. All right. 22 years old, Long Beach, graphic design, creative writing student. I can't tell from your photo. Is that a hookah pipe or a clarinet?
Definitely a hookah pipe.
Hookah pipe. Okay, good. All right.
Good for you. Steven, you're 22 years old. Thank God you're single, because you haven't made that tragic mistake yet. But what kind of girl are you going to be looking for as we prepare to go to the calls to line up some women to join us Friday night?
I'm going to be looking for some fun girls, maybe some crazy girls, maybe like one or two nice girls.
Okay.
How
many do you want?
Well, listen, here's the thing. Everybody that you talk to, you can either let in or keep out. So you can let everyone in if you want, or you can keep certain people out however you want to play it.
Lisa, you gotta stock the pond, because you need some to bang, some to talk to, and some to marry.
Gotcha.
So you need one of all three types on both, I guess.
All right, let's begin with Christine, who is 25 years old from Northridge. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Christine works out 5 to 7 times a week.
Wow.
Wow. Fat. What kind of insecurity issues do you have, Christine?
Fat.
I'm sorry, Psycho Mike?
Fat.
Are you fat?
No.
She belly dances.
3 to 4 times a week I do. Strength training, belly dancing, yoga.
You work the pole? Or can we say that?
No. Anymore? I haven't conquered yet.
Christine, why are you working out so much? That sounds a little excessive.
Because... I mean, I have nothing better to do than try to look good in my time. You know, I'm young and single.
Now, you're not trying to drop, like, 2 bills.
Bad. No.
Right? Okay, good.
All right. Steve, we will have a scale at the dock before you get on the boat, by the way. I'm telling you now that if you lie to us about anything about regarding your weight, we are not going to let you on the boat. You know that, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to sink the boat, I promise.
All right. All right. Steve, do you have any questions for her?
I don't know. Like, can you bench press me?
How much do you weigh?
I'm light.
All right, this is stimulating conversation.
Okay, good.
I could probably slam you. Do you like wrestling?
Oh, God.
Oh. Steve, yes or no on Christine?
I'm going to have to go with yes. Anyone that works out that much.
All right.
Needs it. Okay.
Bring the scale. All right. Thank you. Hold on. Bring somebody else that's roughly your age and also female, please. We want to make sure we can kind of keep the numbers regulated. Katie is 22 from Camarillo. Good morning, Katie.
Hi, guys.
I see that you have bitchin' body modifications.
What does that mean?
I do. Well, my whole head's tattooed.
Whoa.
Your whole head is tattooed.
Yeah, it just kind of happened.
I got news for you, Katie. That doesn't just kind of happen.
Katie, can you see the tattoos, or is your hair grown over it?
Well, no, I keep my hair pretty short, but I have a real job, so I put a hat on, I go to work, I come home, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I look normal.
Now, you've been talking like a Valley Girl since the 80s, or you just took it up recently?
This is how I talk, guys.
Katie, I would like to back up to entire head tattooed, I look normal.
Well, you gotta look normal. You gotta have a real job. You gotta go out, you know, do your thing.
I got
make your money, come home, then you live your life.
Okay, but are you gonna scare the guys on the boat? That's my question.
No, I'm freaking cute.
All right. Steve, any questions for freaking cute Katie?
Not really, but I don't know about the head tattoo.
Dude, you gotta let that in, don't you?
I want to see it.
I like tattoos. I don't know about head tattoos. Like on the face?
No, not on her face.
Head,
not on the face.
Arm and the hips and the legs. Like, I've got a lot going on.
I see here that you have a split tongue.
Yeah, kind of. It kind of grew back a little bit. Like, I need to get it done again. But, I mean, yeah, it's there.
Okay. Wow, so Katie has no issues, too.
No, I don't have issues.
She's a snake.
Yeah, I think for a freak show aspect, I'm interested to meet Katie. But, you know, Steve is the single guy who's going to be out there looking for women. So, really, Steve, it's up to you, dude.
As a single guy, I'm not really looking for anybody with a split tongue.
How do you know? So. You know what I mean, Steve? How do you know? All right, so you're saying no on Katie?
I'm going to have to go with no.
All right, that's fine.
Okay, all right. We didn't even get to find out what kind of piercing she has because you know she's got a ton of them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no question about it, yeah. All right, let's go to Monica, who is calling from Torrance. Good morning, Monica. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning. How are you?
We are good.
Monica, did we make a mistake on that last caller? Should we have let Tattooed Head Lady in? What do you think?
It would have been very interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah, we got that. Okay. All right, tell us about you, Monica. What's your deal?
I'm 28. I have a sweet, innocent, naive look with a very dirty mind just ready to come out.
Oh, so everybody looks at you and says, sweet, innocent, naive.
Yeah.
That's not what's going on there. They're wrong.
Yeah.
Steve, how does that strike you?
It strikes me okay.
Yeah? You have any questions for her?
Well, I mean, you're 28. I'm 22. What's going to go on there?
Well, you're not the only one who's going to be at the party, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, Steve, you do have to just
you have
think
to
about
for other guys
think
too.
About you and
well,
all guys.
I was going to say whatever goes on there will stay there, but
oh, look at that. She's all right, Steve. What do you think? Yes or no?
I say yes.
All right.
Yes on Monica. Okay, on. Fantastic.
Bring somebody else single and female, please. Let's go to Catherine, who is calling from Huntington Beach. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thanks.
Talking about the Kevin and Bean Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder. You want to go? You're studying fashion design at Long Beach State.
Yeah, Steve, we go to the same school.
Look at that.
Yeah, I love it.
And you're a surfer.
Yeah, I live a block from the beach in Huntington. I've always wanted to go to the singles party, and I'm finally single and old enough. So.
There you
awesome.
Go. All right. Steve, any questions for Catherine?
No, not really, but, you know, we go to the same school. Huntington, surfer, I'm down. That sounds good.
Yeah, okay. It sounds like the perfect combination right there. Good call, dude.
All right.
Good call.
Hold on, thank you. All right, where should we go? Let's see, jet ski, meet the right guy. Where should we go here, Bean?
Let's do one more. Let's talk to Nancy, 21 Garden Grove. By the way, guys, in the 9 o'clock hour this morning, or 8 o'clock hour, excuse me, next hour, we'll be looking for guys that are going to be joining us on Friday night. In the meantime, Nancy, you got a shot at being on the boat. Tell us about yourself.
Good morning. I'm 21. I'm about to turn 22. I just want to meet the right guy that could sweep me off my feet, but not only sweep me off my feet, but I can sweep them off their feet as well and have fun and travel and do things and take care of each other.
Am I the only one that is hearing needy, 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 needy?
But you're hearing it from someone who talks incredibly slowly.
Not that slow.
Well, that's slow. We're listening to you. All right, Steve, what any questions for Nancy before you decide?
Yeah, are you hoping to find like a boyfriend out of this booty cruise or?
Not necessarily a boyfriend. I want to have fun on this booty cruise. If it happens, it happens. It doesn't, it doesn't. I want to bring my girlfriend, my partner in crime, and we're going to have a blast.
Nothing wrong with maybe meeting a regular hookup, though. That'd be all right.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
Steve, thumbs up or thumbs down?
If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Thumbs up or thumbs down on Nancy, Steve?
I'm a little hesitant. I'm going to have to go thumbs down.
All right.
Ooh, Nancy rejected.
Nicely done.
It took you a really long time to tell your friends about it.
And then the guy said that it was thumbs down and he didn't want me there.
Steve, Long Beach, we will see you Friday night. Kevin and Bean's Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder. Thank you for being our judge.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Hey, goodbye now.
This is going well.
I put together a bunch of music for 4th of July party and, of course, Jack Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, gotta be, yeah.
Pretty much everything he does goes on there.
He was great at the Live Earth show too, by the way. He was another one of the highlights I enjoyed seeing. It's 7:34. Why Chris Angel is a Douchebag coming up. Also, Flight of the Conchords will be live in our studio performing and talking to us in the 8 o'clock hour. Elvira looking for her own replacement in the 9 o'clock hour. More tickets for Family Values you can win. More singles party tickets for the Booty Cruise this weekend. We got we got a lot of show going on for a Tuesday morning here on K-Rock.
And it's New Music Tuesday, which means there are new CDs in stores today. If you're a K-Rock fan, you might want to know this.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff coming out today.
Interpol has a new CD out. As you know, we've been playing the Heinrich Maneuver. Just give you a little taste of what the CD is going to be. Here's one of the other songs called Rest My Chemistry.
My friends, they come.
Sounds pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I like that.
I do like the Interpol. The CD is called Our Love to Admire, and they wear suits on stage, which I'll never understand. What's the point of being in a rock band if you're going to still put on a suit to go to work? I don't get that.
Smashing Pumpkins finally comes out today. We've been playing Tarantula here on K-Rock. A lot of people have been looking forward to this one for a long time. Here's another clip from the CD, Smashing Pumpkins. This is called Bring the Light.
And mix my ash with your blood. The Son of God, you know you must arrive in the light. Bring the light, bring the light, light. Bring the light, light. Bring the light.
Sounds cool, right?
Good.
First new Pumpkins album in some time. If you missed them on the David Letterman show last night, they'll also be performing Friday night on Dave's show on CBS. That CD is called Zeitgeist.
Bad Religion has a CD out today. So if you like Bad Religion, this is Honest Goodbye. We've been playing this here at K-Rock. That's one of those bands you can always count on.
Yeah.
When a Bad Religion CD comes out, you know it's going to be good. Here's another one called New Dark Ages.
Welcome to the New Dark Ages.
And at the end of it, at the end of it, there is a bonus track.
I don't.
We are gonna get Osama.
Bad Religion.
No. And his troops. And his mama.
What?
Not Bad Religion.
Huh?
That's not Bad Religion. No, the CD is called New Maps of Hell. By the way, if you're old school K-Rock, there's also a new They Might Be Giants album out today if you were shocked to find out that they're still alive. And if you're a new school K-Rock, the new one from Spoon that a lot of us have really been looking forward to is also out today. So it's a big Tuesday, and the record stores are available for download. Congratulations to Roxanne Mount from Northridge. I'm not even allowed to say her name anymore because it sounds like a description of a sexual act.
Yep.
But Roxanne has just won tickets for the Southern California Family Values Tour with Korn, Evanescence, and more. That's at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. What is the date of that? I don't have that in front of me for some reason.
September 2nd.
There you go, September 2nd. Tickets on sale this Saturday at 10 o'clock. Everyone who wins the tickets, like Roxanne did this week, will be eligible for the grand prize drawing we do Friday to send someone to see the show again. Family Values in Orlando, Florida. Stop number 6 of the K-Rock Road Trip USA.
It's hard for me to appreciate that not everybody has the same taste as me.
What?
Because I'm right on pretty much everything.
Sure.
Right? We've all found that out. Well, Chris Angel, Mind Freak, I don't know if you've seen this on A&E, but he does magic and or illusions or whatever he wants to call them. Some of them are pretty spectacular. My twin girls love him.
You're a bad parent.
I know.
You let them watch the maggot of magic.
Love. Love. So
wait, what did you go? What's the new name you came up with for what he does?
Emogician.
He's an emogician.
He's an emogician, right? Exactly.
He's got all the, you know, the ear piercings and everything. He's got the dark hair. And my problem with him is that he talks so slow and serious about everything. It's all about the presentation.
He's an emo, man. He's depressed.
It's all about the presentation. Some of his tricks are great, but the presentation makes me want to punch him right in the face.
He's a mind freak, man.
He's a mind freak. So first thing you need to know about Chris Angel is that you need a lot of this kind of stuff. You need a lot of those sounds while you talk, because it's scary. That's why. It's scary, because he's a mind freak.
Well,
As somebody has pointed out, there are a limited number of magic tricks, and they're all variations on the same themes. And it really is the presentation is what makes your act. I mean, there are people who, like I've seen the David Copperfield show before. He's a phenomenal magician. But I can understand people who think he does too much posturing and too much posing and too much big music and stuff like that.
There's three tricks. You make something disappear. You make something up here, you cut something in half and put it back together again. Those are three tricks. That's all there is in magic. That's all you got.
But at least he's not a slow talker.
This has been my dream since I made the pilgrimage to Las Vegas.
It's not a trip. We didn't come to Las Vegas. It has to be a pilgrimage.
But in 12 years ago, I'm going to be the first person to levitate more than 500 feet above Las Vegas Boulevard in the light of the Luxor that burns over 800 degrees. If I don't get fried by the light, still plummet to my death.
I wish.
For the world to see.
This is one of my problems with him, is that every trick he could die. And I'm so tired of it. Like, there's one where he's in a coffin and a car drives through, and if he doesn't get out in time, that one, I guess I could see trying to sell it. But honest to God, he was walking on water at a swimming pool and said,
he could die.
I'm either going to do this or drown. And I thought, the pool's 3 feet deep. You could stand up, douche.
What's all the sound effects with him? It sounds like there's a lightsaber fight going on where he's talking.
I'm telling you, it's all
for effect.
It's all scary.
This has been my dream since I was nerdy Chris Sarantakos in my parents' basement.
So he's got a place at the Luxor, and he wants to go, and he wants to levitate
over
the Luxor.
By the way, it's 800 degrees inside the bulb at the Luxor.
Yeah,
not
I was
if you just pass over
meant.
It, you'll get incinerated like it's a laser beam, all right?
Jesus. So they hire a helicopter so that he can go up into the light and see what it's like.
This is absolutely incredible. We are above the light right now. We are hovering in the light. I never dreamt it would be like this.
Okay, what did you dream being in a helicopter in light would be like?
How does the copter not burst into flames at 800 degrees, by the way?
I never dreamed it would be like this. And he always has to bring up his family. Always has to bring up his family.
Except for his wife.
Yeah, yeah. Except for her. His mom and dad, every single episode, he's talking to his mom and dad, and his mom, oh, mom, you might not want to watch this because I could die. His poor dad passed away. And that's what. And this is, he actually started crying while telling the story.
All the years I dreamt about this, all the moments as a child, sacrificing everything, having my father die on my arm. It's all not for no reason. It's all for this moment. My dad's going to look down upon that light, see me floating in it, and realize that, you know what? You did good, Chris. You made me proud.
You made me proud.
It's all not for no reason.
It's his dad died so he could levitate over the Luxor. How does that work?
And I know you can see the light from Luxor from space, but can you see it from heaven? I didn't know it was that bright.
He seems like a tool.
Chris's family, very, very upset.
My family feels he does not have to continue doing these life-threatening demonstrations anymore, but yet he still does it.
Brother, slow talker as well.
No kidding.
So every time something like this happens, I laugh because I can't take that slow, ridiculous, you might die.
Dramatic.
It's faux drama. It's manufactured.
It's faux drama, right. So he goes up in the staircase as he walks up to the top of the Luxor, and he's got a little camera with him. He's videotaping himself, and he's all alone, and he has to give a message to his mom.
Mom, I know sometimes you get very upset with what I'm doing.
Okay, listen to me. It's called a cell phone. Call her.
What is he, the Blair Witch magician?
I can't help it. It's who I am.
That's right.
I love you.
Okay.
I love you.
Already said that. Line!
All.
I love you all. It's like his goodbye video. Just before he plummets to his death.
If anyone finds this tape, I'm so scared.
I don't really know him, but he just seems like a dick to me.
So, just before he goes up, he does have to pray.
Dear Jesus, keep me in your...
backing up a truck, too?
I'm sorry. Jesus is busy right now. Leave a message at the tone.
Keep me in your what? I couldn't hear what he said. Just Jesus is like, yes, Chris?
Sounds like the lost hatch.
It's got to press the button.
Now, I want you guys to guess at which point I laughed and got thrown out of the room. Okay?
All right. All? So far, every point?
No, not yet. Oh. Not yet. But there's something that comes up that I laughed out loud as I could, and I got banished from the room because they were upset. And he was levitating above the Luxor at this moment.
Right.
Okay.
Now, the rest of your family is sitting around on the edge of the couch, yes, right? They're so excited. They're so invested in what Chris Angel's doing.
You tell me when I cracked up.
Stand by.
Would that be it?
Oh, my God.
That would be the moment.
As he starts to rise, he yells,
yeah! Are you with me, Las Vegas?
Chris, how you doing? You doing good?
Okay, how about you stop shouting, yeah, douche? Just levitate. The levitation was cool.
No.
I don't know how he did it. It looked fantastic. Shut your freaking mouth. You don't have to yell, yeah.
Dude, he's a mind freak. You don't get it.
And then he had this to add.
Yeah!
And then he said this.
Yeah!
And he kept doing it while levitating above the Luxor with his hands out to the side. Palms toward the heavens.
My Jesus.
Yeah!
How did I not have a hunting rifle and a scope on the top of the stratosphere when this is going on, by the way?
I want to kill.
You want to do some magic? Bring Dad back. That would impress me. Do that, Chris. Instead of leaving videos for people.
We have a song for you, Chris.
Chris Angel is a big douchebag. A big douchebag. A big douchebag.
Yeah. Sing it if you know.
Chris Angel is the biggest douchebag, yes. The douchiest of all.
Yeah!
Right now, at McDonald's, ice-cold 42-ounce soft drinks are just 69 cents. Only McDonald's could make summer this refreshing. So pull up a straw. 42-ounce soft drinks, just 69 cents. I'm
42 ounces. How much sodium do you need? 42 ounces. I know it's hot in the summertime, but you don't need to take a bath.
Hey,
in Coca-Cola.
You don't.
My double gulps at 7-Eleven are 40, I think 44.
Wow, you burn them.
Burn! Boy, you drink the hell out of that soda, don't you?
7:58, time for the showbiz beat. Here's
Who
Ralph.
Who needs 42 ounces of anything? I've seen home fires put out with less than 32 ounces of water. Entire brush fires.
America's going to hell in a handbasket.
Can't help you, sorry.
The new third pounder and everything.
Have you seen the new Subway sandwiches?
Mm-mm.
It looks like a challah. You know what a challah is? Uh-huh. Challah is a loaf of Jewish bread. It's like a braided bread.
Oh, yeah.
And it's about 3 feet long. Well, Subway's got a new sandwich where they just open that sucker up and just stuff it full of every meat imaginable. And they call it the jackpot sandwich or something. How do you eat it? The guy's like trying to get his mouth around. He's got friends holding it for him while he eats it.
I like meat.
No wonder the rest of the world hates us. We're just stuffing ourselves with 42 ounces of fluid and eating giant 3-foot sandwiches. Can't get enough.
But at least we're all thin.
That's right. We're all dying of obesity.
So that's good.
Oh.
Today, I'm so excited.
All right, Al. We don't have time.
I got to get this over with because I want to hear the play of the Concords.
Yes.
Funniest damn show on television, and their music is hysterical.
It's an HBO
Sunday
show.
Sunday nights, you haven't heard it until you hear them comparing Love to Tape.
Yeah.
Oh, it's best. Scotch tape and Love. There's a lot in common. The sticky stuff.
Oh. Stop it.
All right, let's talk about Lindsay Lohan. Apparently, she is starting to realize that sobriety isn't going to come cheap. You know, instead of spending all that money buying booze, now she's going to spend all that money buying water. And she's asked the Evian Water Company to start shipping her free water.
Okay, I'd like free water too, then.
Yes, as long as you're taking orders, Evian, I'll have a couple cases myself.
Fire. No. Sorry, can't do that.
New York Daily News says that one of her assistants called the Evian Company Tuesday asking for free shipments, and they've yet to decide whether they're going to supply her with a lifetime supply of free water or not.
Oh, for God's sake.
You know what I found, too? If you go to either your kitchen or your bathroom in your home, and you take one of those silver knobs and you turn it, all the water you want right there.
It comes out?
All the water,
really?
All the water you want.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Hey, what do you hear about Lindsay playing a stripper? Do we get to see anything in that movie that comes out in a couple weeks?
I know she is filming, a movie called I Know Who Killed Me Last Summer. No, what
the hell is it? I Know Who Killed Me.
I Know Who Killed Me, yeah.
And she's a stripper.
And she's a stripper in it. Who gets killed or someone tries to. Anyway, she'll probably describe it better than I could.
It's really hard getting on those poles. It's all upper body strength. So I did it at first, and it was really difficult. It really was. Like, there were these women that were upside down, sliding down at first, and then flipping over, and then going back up. I was like, yeah, I can't really do that.
You can learn. There's always time.
Yeah. Remember the old days when I would make a joke about poles right here, right about now? Lindsay Lohan and climbing on poles?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the good old days?
Not anymore.
No.
New rules.
Not allowed.
But no tatas in the movie, I guess, is what I'm asking. I'm just trying to figure out.
I believe she will be one of those rare clothed strippers.
Yeah.
That you only see in R-rated movies when they go out there with their bikini tops on and just swing around poles.
Yeah.
Worst strip clubs in the world in the movies, by the way.
Yeah, true.
I was cheesed off at that with the Grindhouse movie. Robert Rodriguez is shooting his girlfriend, Rose McGowan, just spinning on a pole and everything. She's wearing, a turtleneck sweater and some jodhpurs.
Be very careful.
Some jodhpurs, by the way.
No one's heard a jodhpur
in a long time.
You know what that is.
Jodhpurs are riding pants, Kevin.
All right.
Those big, the big puppy riding pants.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those are jodhpurs.
But these new Lindsay bikini photos from the 4th of July, her body is just unbelievable lately.
Yeah.
It seems a shame to keep that covered. That's all I'm suggesting.
Just put a little weight back on. She looks good.
Yeah.
Looks real good.
Oh, yeah.
Five people busted over the week for making illegal videos of the movie Transformers. As you can imagine, it is a popular pirated item. Arrests were made in California, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, and New York. People caught sneaking inside movie theaters with camcorders trying to illegally videotape the movie that they can sell post-fact. It is 6 months in jail, $10,000 in fines if you try that BS.
Wow.
Dave, the King of Mexico. So cut it out.
Yeah, I like to download it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas and her new boyfriend, Josh Duhamel, of course, one of the stars of Transformers, are having some trouble in their living arrangement.
Uh-oh.
The New York Daily News says that every night around 11 p.m., a fan pulls up in front of their house and starts blasting London Bridge, her song, through their car's stereo system at the loudest possible volume, waking them up.
That was a pissed off fan.
That's awesome.
Could have been worse. Could have been Maya Lumps.
True.
Instead of London Bridge, come down, it always comes down when you're around. That song.
Yeah.
Why is she so Fergie-licious?
I don't know, but what's going on with her face, man? It's melting.
Plastic surgery, my friend.
Yeah, I guess.
Too much work too soon. And are you still puzzled by the mysterious death of Doors singer Jim Morrison?
No. I let that go.
No, really? Nope. Keeps me up at night. I keep wondering, did he really die in the bathtub? What really happened there? Well, now we may find out. Believe it or not, French authorities are going to reopen the investigation into Jim Morrison's death.
Okay, why?
Apparently there's a new book that claims Jim died from a heroin overdose at a nightclub. And that two drug dealers found him, took his body back to his apartment, then ran a bath and stuck him in it. And took off. They claimed, originally, the claim was he had a heart attack in a bathtub in Paris.
Right.
So now they're thinking it may have been an overdose or maybe even foul play.
It might be best if you just let it go, okay?
Come on, don't we want to know the truth about Jim Morrison?
Still dead.
No?
He's the Lizard King.
I know, but is it going to bring him back?
Probably not.
No. I'm out.
Maybe Jim Morrison could levitate over the Luxor.
That would be cool.
Yeah! Today, I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too. Speaking of Chris Sarantakis, known as Chris Angel, the maggot of magic, the e-magician, he is coming public finally today, supporting his friend Cameron Diaz, saying that she had nothing to do with the split between he and his estranged wife, Joanne Sarantakis. Apparently, he said, we just had 4 or 5 dates. This was after my wife and I had already separated, and Cameron had nothing to do with my marriage's demise.
Well, that's good news, huh?
He also says that the claims by his estranged wife that he's not giving her money any longer are also false. He says, I have supported her, all of her expenses, continue to do so to this day. She has an unlimited access to credit cards that I pay for.
Unlimited access?
Yeah.
Dude, I need to get married to Chris Angel.
Joanne, hook us up. Let's go to Vegas. Let's party hardy on Chris's dime. What do you say? That's real payback right there. Yeah, he says that his wife filed a divorce in 2006, so... His relationship with Cameron Diaz, rather, was completely above board. However, he doesn't mention his relationship with Minnie Driver, that he was going out with her last year. And he doesn't say whether that was above board or not. So we can only speculate.
Of course, right? That's how he rolls.
And it's so funny that in the story, I pulled up the story from September 26th, I think it is, of 2006.
Yeah.
British actress Minnie Driver, seen with Chris Mindfreak Angel, spotted in Las Vegas recently. They were all over each other, said a witness. I hear they may already be engaged. No word of his wife popping up in any of these stories.
Interesting. How about that?
Today's celebrity birthdays. Jake LaMotta, legendary boxer, played by Robert De Niro in the classic film Raging Bull. If you've never seen Raging Bull, people, don't be afraid that it's in black and white.
No, Kevin won't see it.
It's a brilliant film. Should have won best movie that year for the Oscars. He's 86 years old today. Adrian Grenier from Entourage is 31 years old today. You know what comes on after Entourage?
Over there on the HBO.
Flight of the Conchords.
Flight of the Conchords.
Damn Skippy.
Yep.
And Jessica Simpson, she is 27 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All right, Ralph, I hate to put you on the spot, but yesterday at this time we had the freaking Stanley Cup in our studio. Is that cooler, or is Flight of the Conchords being here cooler?
Flight of the Conchords kicks Stanley Cup ass.
Wow, that is saying something. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Jermaine and Brett from the Flight of the Conchords, very popular show, Sunday nights at 10:30 after Entourage on HBO. They are in our studios here at the World Famous Show. Good morning, boys.
Hello. Morning, everyone.
Timely not to talk, so people will think you're lying.
Exactly. Well, there's that patented...
They probably don't know who we are. So.
That patented high-energy New Zealand comedy that we love so much. I got to tell you, there's... I don't know how to describe this, but for folks who have seen the original Office or folks who have seen the Extra Show or any of those kinds of British import shows, the sense of humor is so different, and it continues on with your show from New Zealand, but it's just so understated and so dry and so painfully uncomfortable to watch, and that's what makes it comedic genius. You guys do a tremendous job on that show.
Wow, thank you.
Unfortunately, this is the time of the year when most TV shows go away and everybody complains there's nothing on. This is something that you need to check out. Flight of the Conchords on HBO. They are New Zealand's fourth most popular guitar-based digi-bongo a cappella rap funk comedy folk duo.
Fourth. Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good. Now, which one of you was asleep on the floor in the other room?
That was me.
That was Jermaine. Yeah.
Jermaine?
Yeah.
A little early. How you feeling?
I'm sleep talking now.
Guys, were you doing this show at back home and then it just got transported to America? Or is this an all new idea for you?
Teleported, yeah. We teleported the idea over here. And then we started about 8 years ago. We were doing gigs, mm-hmm. doing comedy clubs. And
So you started as comedians?
Yeah, doing comedy venues. And then we played in like Edinburgh and Scotland. And then came over to America and played Aspen and Montreal. And then HBO asked us to do a show.
Oh, so you did not have a show before. This HBO show is the first time you've done it on television.
No,
this is the first time I made a TV show.
How about that? Wow.
Were you guys actors beforehand, comedians beforehand, musicians beforehand? What came first?
Unemployment.
Unemployment came first?
Always.
That motivated you to pick up a guitar?
Yeah. We had a lot of free time.
We were roommates at the time, and then we wanted to learn how to play guitar, and... we tried learning other people's songs, but the chords were too difficult, so we started writing our own.
I like it.
Very simple songs, and since then we've gradually, we started with about 3 or 4 chords, and now we've got about 8 or 9 chords that we use.
Wow, so yeah. You're really expanding. Wow.
We're semi-professional now. Yeah.
It's about 1 chord a year.
Yeah. At Christmas, we learn a new chord.
That's what you give each other as a gift?
Just inside the card. Yeah, a little picture of a new chord.
That's nice. Now, in the bio information that we saw, Brad, and forgive me for not recognizing the band, but you're in a very successful New Zealand rock band, right?
Yeah, but I quit so I could make a TV show. But yeah,
I mean, you did. You walked away from a legitimate hit rock band because you there was the call of a comedy, right?
They became a lot more successful 2 weeks after I left. It was slightly bad timing for me.
You're also the founding member of the ukulele orchestra. Is that true?
Yeah. Me and a friend started a 12-piece ukulele orchestra, and we play
ukuleles.
Sure. Yeah. 12 of them, and it's a covers band.
A covers band. Very nice.
Yeah. We do like White Stripes, but on ukulele and things like that.
Now, like the character that plays your agent, is he your agent or manager?
My manager, Reese Darby. Yeah, Reece Darby. The character of Murray. Yeah.
Murray, he's fantastic. He's
all right. So he's really good. He makes us laugh a lot. That's the hardest things to do.
I actually have a clip of one of the meetings that you had in his office where you're talking about the names that you guys have.
What about you, Jermaine? Have you got a rapping name?
Yeah. Hippopotamus. You can just call me Jermaine if you want.
Okay, and what is it? Rhyme, Noceros. Band agenda. Item one, haircut. Brett.
No, haven't had it done.
Well, get it cut. I mean, you don't hear of professional musicians with long hair.
Well, Led Zeppelin.
I mean, a man.
That's true, a man.
Led Zeppelin? No, I'm talking about a man.
How does New Zealand feel about the fact that you portray the New Zealand embassy in New York as basically a few cubicles and a closet?
We don't know yet.
We're not sure.
They can't be crazy about that
sure
when they
that
find
we're
out.
Be welcome
it hasn't played there yet. But we did meet the guy who does Murray's job in real life, the New Zealand consul, and he said they gather around the computer and watch the show.
Is that right?
Great.
Yeah. Oh, that's good news, I guess. Rather have him laughing at it.
We were relieved.
Deny your visa back in.
I was so nervous when he said, "Hi, I work for the New Zealand consulate in New York."
We'd like your passport.
Yeah, we
please.
Have your passport.
Now,
yeah, exactly.
These guys, for those of you that haven't seen the show, again, it's HBO 10:30 on Sundays. They are a band, two-member band, and they're in New York City, and they're trying to make it.
Yeah, and Brett quits about every other episode, it seems like.
Right.
He walks out in the band,
that's
pretty
right.
much.
Yeah. I'm out of here.
And there's always at least...
Anything will set him off.
Oh, right, I'm back in the band.
There's always at least a couple of songs each episode, and the songs are brilliant. And we're going to have you guys perform. I can't help but noticing that you both have guitars.
Guitars here, yeah, okay.
I'm pretty observant, aren't I? We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and do that.
Oh, Brett was just getting ready.
I know.
He was ready to get such into it.
That's it.
I'm sorry.
I'm quitting.
If I were a pitcher in baseball, I just balked.
Music interruptus. Right
sorry,
there.
Dude. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with some live music from Flight of the Conchords on...
Don't miss the incredible 1 cent school specials at Staples now through Wednesday. 8 Dixon pencils, 2 pocket folders, and more for just a penny each. Staples, that was easy. Limit supply while supplies last.
I don't think we can say that.
What comes with the pencils?
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Time for
music.
8 what? Pencils?
Dixon.
She said 8 Dix.
And pencils?
Dixon.
Oh, Dixon.
Oh, Dixon pencils.
Oh.
I thought it was a match set. I thought you got eight pencils and eight.
No.
No.
Never know.
The Flight of the Conchords are here in the studio. Brett and Jermaine from the TV show HBO Sunday Nights After Entourage. Hey, before we hear you guys sing a number, what's up with the black sheep in your country killing people? What is up with that? That's crazy insane that they're revolting against humanity.
Have you seen that movie?
Yes. It's awesome.
It's not real.
It's not real.
What? No, it's not really.
Oh, we thought it was a documentary.
Yeah. I was worried. Sheep are not zombies?
It's exaggerated.
Yeah.
Oh, that's well. I'm relieved. Actually, I'm actually a little bit embarrassed to hear that, but actually relieved. So thank you for sharing us with that. All right, what are you going to do for us here, boys?
We're going to do a song called "The Most Beautiful Girl in the Room."
Most beautiful girl in the room.
Looking around the room, I can tell that you are the most beautiful girl in the room. In the whole wide room, yeah. And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three. Good looking girls on the street,
yeah.
Depending on the street. When I saw you at my mate's place, I just thought, what is she doing? Ooh, at my mate's place, how did Dave get a hottie like that to a party like his?
Good one, Dave.
Ooh, you're a legend, Dave. I asked Dave if he's gonna make a move on you. He's not sure. I said, Dave, do you mind if I do? He says it doesn't mind, but I can tell it kind of minds. But I'm gonna do it anyway. See you standing all alone by the stereo. I dim the lights down to very low. Here we go. You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a waitress. Well, you could be an air hostess in the 60s. You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a part-time model. And then I seal the deal. I do my move. I dance the robot. I'm doing the robots. Distance is futile. It's 12:02.
Just me and you and seven other dudes around you on the dance floor. I'll show you near, let's get out of here. Let's get in a cab. I'll buy you a kebab, and I can't believe that I'm sharing a kebab with the most beautiful girl I have ever seen with a kebab. Ooh. Oh, why don't we leave? Let's go to my house so we can fit each other up on the couch. Oh no, I don't mind taking a slide. Yeah, 'cause you're so beautiful.
Like a tree.
You're so beautiful.
You're like one of those girls I've been definitely chatting to in the chat room.
So beautiful.
Wild slut angel 22 at Yahoo.
You're so beautiful.
You could be a high class, a high class, a high class prostitute.
You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a part-time model. Well, you probably still have to keep your normal job.
Part-time model.
But I could see you in your undies on a catalog.
Part-time model.
Oh, spending part of your time modeling and part of your time next to me. Next to me. And I suppose the rest of your time doing your normal job.
Yeah. Well, I've got to pick
you here. Oh, yeah.
Nicely done.
Yeah. Wow. There's a huge crowd in here.
Was it? Huge, quite deceptive.
Yeah. That's beautiful. But you guys do many, many songs. Do you have any others? We have a little bit of time. Can you
No, just the one.
That's it? That's the same one every episode?
Yeah. We hide it.
You guys are like the Monkees. You don't even play your own songs.
Neil Diamond. What? Hey, who said that? He's out. Get him out of here.
Do you have, do you know the What's Wrong with the World today? Is that easy?
No,
do we know that song?
No,
about?
I'm saying.
I don't mean, I remember that song.
I don't mean, you know what I mean. Can you play it? That's what I meant.
You can do a cover. We can do a cover of it.
Okay.
There's children on the streets using guns and knives, taking drugs and each other's lives. Killing each other with knives and forks, and calling each other names like Doc.
There's people on the street getting diseases from monkeys. Yeah, that's what I said, they're getting diseases from monkeys. Now there's junkies with monkey disease. Who's touching these monkeys? Please leave these poor sick monkeys alone. They got problems enough as it is.
A man is lying on the street, some punk has chopped off his hair. I'm the only one who stops to see if he's dead.
Is he dead, Brett?
Yes, Jermaine, turns out he's dead. I'm singing, why?
What is wrong
with the world today?
What's wrong with the world today?
Why?
What is wrong with the world today? You gotta think about it. Think about it.
Good cops been framed, then put into a can, and all the money that we're making, it's going to the man.
What man? Which man? Who's the man? When's a man a man? What makes a man a man? Am I a man? Yes, actually. They're turning kids into slaves just to make cheaper sneakers. But what's the real cost? 'Cause the sneakers don't seem that much cheaper. Why are we still paying top dollar for sneakers when you got them made by little slave kids? What are your overheads?
Well, at the end of our lives, we're lucky if we die. Sometimes I wonder why we even try. I saw a man lying on the street half dead with knives and forks sticking out of his leg. And he said, ow. Did somebody get the knife and fork out of my leg, please?
Did somebody please remove these cutteries from my knees? Please.
And then we break it down. This is where we break it down. This is where we break it down. Yeah, we do acapella jams. Yeah.
Just kind of like Boys to Men.
Yeah, just rocking acapella, K-Rock style.
And then we bring it back.
That's right, we bring it back. Yeah.
Addressing all the issues,
keep it rocking on the K-Rock.
And then we just fading out.
Just like a professional recording. Yeah, just fading out.
And that's Mary J. Blige has just wandered in and started rocking with us.
Hey, Mary, how's it going?
Come on. Oh, that's awesome. You don't even need the fake applause. There's plenty of real applause for Flight of the Conchords here. That is tremendous. The show airs Sunday nights at 10:30 on HBO after Entourage. By the way, the good news is the band is at the El Rey tomorrow night. Bad news is already sold out.
Sold out.
But I bet scalpers have tickets. You probably spent a lot of money to get a scalped ticket.
Like thousands.
Thousands of dollars to see them.
Sure.
It'd be worth it.
These guys, I have a great seat.
Do you?
You have a good one? To sell.
You're not going to use it, right?
Flight of the Conchords, of course, Sunday nights at 10:30 on HBO, but HBO also, of course, plays it all week long, so you can find it. And they have, I think they've already aired three?
Three, yeah, the fourth one this week.
Fantastic. One of my favorite shows. You guys are great.
I reckon they've played four.
I think they've played four?
Yeah, I think it's four episodes.
Right? Oh, right. Yeah.
We don't watch it.
You should. It's very good.
I've already seen it.
Yeah. Not getting paid to say this, Flight of the Conchords is super funny. And if you heard those guys, you can see why.
Yeah, that's a
great,
very
funny show. Great TV show.
Hey, this Friday night, we're doing our first singles party for 2007. It's the Kevin and Bean Booty Cruise 3 Cruise Harder. And let me tell you something about the first two cruises. No, I can't. Actually, I don't remember anything about the first two cruises. I do know there are a bunch of, like, 2 and 3 year olds running around Southern California as a result of those first two cruises. So I do know that's true.
And it's time to give out some more tickets.
In the summer of sequels, there is only one sequel that can save your love life. And more importantly, get you drunk. And even more importantly, get you laid. The Kevin and Bean Show presents Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder.
We are going to be cruising the Long Beach Harbor on Friday night. You can call Long Beach Cruises, by the way, at 562-983-6880 is the phone number. We're setting sail from Dock Number 2 in Rainbow Harbor, Long Beach. We're going out for a couple of hours, coming back. I guess we got a big after party at the Mai Tai Bar in Long Beach. DJ Omar on the ones and twos. We got alcohol. We got food. And more importantly, we have hundreds of young, nubile K-Rock singles who are looking to mingle.
Including Amanda, 22 years old, part of the K-Rock Street team. Good morning, Amanda.
Morning.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You're going to be our judge this hour, okay?
Awesome.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm 22. I went to Arcadia High, go to Citrus College. I'm looking to meet young, attractive guys and have a good time.
Okay.
It looks like from the questionnaire that you filled out that maybe a guy like Brad Pitt is really the kind of guy you most prefer.
Well, looks like, yeah, definitely. I like that he's athletic and super hot.
Oh, you're going to love meeting me then. That's going to be great. Hey, Amanda, we've had the benefit of seeing your photo, and, you know, we approve. But if you were to describe to somebody the celebrity you most look like, who would you choose?
A celebrity I most look like?
Yeah, just to give people an idea.
I don't know. I've never been told that I look like a celebrity before.
So. All right.
I have no idea.
Okay. I was going to say Naomi Watts, but if you don't have a name, you don't have a name. That's fine. Well, that's okay because you're already in. You and a single girlfriend are going to come to the party Friday night. We need your help, though. We got some guys on the line, and, you know, except for Psycho Mike, the rest of us don't know how to pick men, so we need your help, okay?
All right. Let's begin with Tony, who is calling in from Buena Park. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, guys.
Tony does pro wakeboarding, and he's training for the X Games.
Wow.
Nice. So how you doing?
Tells you a little about him. Tony, tell us what we need to know. Why does she need to pick you and meet you?
She needs to pick me because, you know, I'm the kind of guy that's good on the water. I like to have a lot of fun. As I was telling you, I've been training a lot, so I don't get as much chance to get out and party. And I'm really looking forward to meeting some ladies. Love K-Rock. And I think she would have a really good time meeting me.
Amanda, any questions?
What do you do?
What I do? I'm a professional wakeboarder.
Okay, so you don't have, like, that's
what he does.
Amanda's trying to figure out if there's any money coming in, Tony. That's what's going on here. Yeah, it's fine that you're out there playing in the water, but where's the cash?
I make some pretty good cash. I got some really good sponsors. I got Oakley and No Fear and Rockstar.
All right, easy.
Wow, he's good enough that he has sponsors, Amanda, but it's up to you. I think I'd let him in, but what do you think?
I'm not sure yet.
Well, what? Listen, that's all the time we have. You got to give us a thumbs up or thumbs down.
Okay, thumbs up.
Thumbs up. All right. Okay, you're going to be there? Thank you. Let's see.
Jeez, professional wakeboarder. What does Amanda need? My God.
Guy have to do. Sean from Chatsworth. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Very good. Thank you. Sean does lighting for movies.
Okay.
What movies have you worked on? Sean, any movies we've seen?
No, I just got done working on a feature right now. It's a little comedy deal I was doing for Paramount, but yeah, that's over and done with, and I'm moving on to the next thing. Not sure what.
You didn't do those Blackzilla movies, did you? Because those were awesome.
Yeah.
Blackzilla's F and My Wife 1 and 2. Did you do either of those?
Oh, man, I wish I did.
No, that's porn. That's a whole different thing.
Oh, yeah, totally different.
Amanda,
totally different
genre. You have any questions for Sean?
How many relationships have you had?
Let's see here. Over the span of 6 years, probably about two. Pretty long-term guy, but I just moved back down here from a committed relationship and just ready to get back on the field. Been single for 6 months, so.
Why did she dump you?
Time. What's that?
Why did she dump you?
Oh, it's more like I moved away to make it here.
All right, so dishonest. Okay.
He moved to L.A. to make the movies there, Kevin.
Oh,
come on. All right, Amanda, you've heard a little bit from Sean from Chatsworth. What do you think? Yay or nay for Friday night on the boat?
I say yay.
Yay, okay.
Yay on Sean. Okay, good deal.
You're in. Let's go to, is it Beto?
Beto.
Beto in Sylmar. Good morning.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Very good. Tell us a little about yourself and why Amanda needs to pick you.
Well, I'm tall, dark, and handsome. I'm 24, and I'm ready to party with some ladies on the boat.
Okay.
Nice.
Amanda?
You have a job?
Yes, I do. I'm an account manager for a construction company.
I gotta tell you, our little pal Amanda, man, she's got her eye on the prize. She is looking for that sugar daddy. I mean, why not just fax over a bank statement for Amanda and not even bother calling in?
Hey, Beto?
Yeah.
Professional football team that you follow?
Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
Yeah. What a surprise.
That was a hard left.
We all saw Raiders coming there. Congratulations, Beto. Yeah.
Wow. How about that? All right. What do you think, Amanda? Yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
Racist.
Oh, how dare you hate the brown man.
All right, I think we're going to overrule you and let him in. Okay, let's. We have time for one more. Let's go to Joey, who is calling us from Los Angeles. Good morning, Joey. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thanks. How are you guys doing?
Very good. Joey is an EMT. And what else do you do, Joey?
I work for I'm a professional cheerleader.
Oh. What?
Whoa.
I'm sorry. We have some kind of a phone breakup. I thought you said that you were a professional cheerleader.
I did.
For who?
I work for one of the basketball teams in Los Angeles.
Okay, unless you're a Laker girl, that means you're cheering for the Clips.
Dude, a Clippers cheerleader.
What do you do?
How can you be a professional cheerleader if you're not working for a professional team?
What was that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's all I need to know about Joey. But are there any questions you have, Amanda?
Are you really flexible?
I can do a backflip.
He can do a backflip. I'm not sure how that'll work. But... Okay. I think she was discussing sex, Joey. But if you can do a backflip, that's fine.
All right. What do you think, there, Amanda?
Clippers cheerleader.
I'm gonna say no.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
sorry,
what
Joe.
Are you going to do? Cheers for the Clippers.
All right. Well, listen, we're out of time for right now. We are giving away a few more off the air. But, Amanda, you're going to bring a single girlfriend, and we'll see you Friday night on the boat in Long Beach, right?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you for being our judge.
See you then.
Bye now. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Avicii at 8:57.
Hey, party people, the email begins from Fred. The Flight of the Conchords is the funniest show on TV right now. To have those guys live in the studio this morning was tremendous. I was laughing my ass off at both songs. Tell me, how's Mary J. Blige looking today? Yeah, they were terrific. And I think we're going to put that up at krock.com for folks who want to maybe share it with their friends, turn some new people on to Flight of the Conchords. Speaking of new TV shows, how about in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll learn about the quest for the new Elvira. We've got the old Elvira going to be joining us after the news at 9.
I don't know if that's how we want
the former Elvira as opposed to the old Elvira.
I don't think we want to build her that way.
We have the best Elvira ever, as far as I'm concerned. The most perfect Elvira in the world is going to be joining us just after 9 to tell us how you can be next. I think that's what I meant to say.
Ralph, who do you have there with you?
Sorry. Got his helmet again, Bean.
We must protect the All-Star Cube. I am Optimus Prime.
Where's the sound come from?
I don't know.
I don't know.
There it is.
Oh, there it
there,
is.
That's better.
Megatron is in my sight. We must protect the All-Star Cube.
Yeah. Put your toys away and give us some showbiz.
Transform and roll out.
Transformer, biggest movie in the history of movies that were ever released in movie history.
Okay.
And that makes it a big target for pirates. Oh, five sure. people were busted this week trying to make illegal copies of the video by sneaking video cameras into the theaters. Arrests were made in California, Florida, Georgia, Illinois, and New York. I'm surprised they know how to work a video camera down there in Florida, by the way. People get caught illegally videotaping movies now can be charged with 6 months in jail and a $10,000 fine.
Hmm.
Dude, hardly seems like it's worth it. You know, they've got guys now with night vision goggles in Transformer screenings trying to catch dudes.
Really?
Yep. So when the lights go down, there's someone there watching you, man. Be careful. Kevin.
I did see on YouTube, Ralph, I did see somebody who sneaked a video camera into Transformers and taped the J.J. Abrams movie trailer and put it up on YouTube. And I'm sure that's just as much discouraged, I would imagine, as taping the movies, right?
Yes. Cloverfield, the new, that's the code name for it anyway. That's not going to be the actual title when it's released, but the new J.J. Abrams trailer causing a lot of controversy preceding the Transformers. It's so unlike J.J. Abrams to give us some mysterious creature that we never get to see that wreaks havoc and there's no explanation for it. It's not like
Rimbaldi Project. Smoke Monster in Lost.
Dharma Initiative. Live Earth. The reviews are in for the concert this past weekend, and mostly they're scathing. A lot of people.
Today, I'm so excited.
Well, Al, a lot of people aren't happy with your choice of bands. There was no U2, no Radiohead, no Coldplay, no REM, no Bruce Springsteen, or Bob Dylan, says one review. Where were all the collaborations and reunions? Live 8 got Pink Floyd, Live Earth got Spinal Tap. People complaining about the lineup for the show, but needless to say, a lot of people watched.
They had a lot of good bands, by the way.
They sure did. They had a lot of good bands. But you know what was missing, I thought, was those kind of one-off collaboration special things that they put together for the show. I mean, for instance, the highlight of the New York show, I think, was Keith Urban and Beyoncé Knowles doing Gimme Shelter, which was just electrifying. I mean, it was a phenomenal moment, the Rolling Stones classic. But there was very little of that where you had these great artists together performing with each other that they don't normally get to.
How about Metallica and Spinal Tap?
That was fine, yeah.
And the giant band full of made of nothing but bass players. Come on.
So good.
Michael Jackson's acting weird.
What?
Believe it or not. Apparently he's vacationing in St. Michael's, oddly enough, in the British Virgin Islands. And the hotel staff there tells the New York Post that he is repeatedly calling room service in the wee hours of the morning asking for kids' food.
Oh,
like
no.
Grilled cheese sandwiches and chicken fingers.
That doesn't sound good.
It's people with a dirty mind that think like that.
What?
Who's eating the chicken fingers? That's what I want to know. That sounds dirty and it's not even. I'll probably get fined for that and it doesn't even mean anything. Who's eating the chicken fingers? Despite his bizarre behavior, they say that he's the ideal guest at the hotel. His demeanor is always polite. And recently he called the manager to bless him.
To bless him?
Yes.
Who's Michael to bless somebody?
He's St. Michael, or he thinks he is.
Apparently.
He just hope he pays him.
Yeah, that's
Michael's
true.
Michael's pretty broke.
Speaking of somebody who's far from broke, J.K. Rowling talking about her seventh Harry Potter book, which will be released in a couple weeks now, July 21st. It'll hit bookstores, and everyone's mourning the passing of this legendary series of books. However, J.K. is giving everyone just a little glimpse, a little glimmer of hope, perhaps. I think that Harry's story comes to a quite clear end in Book 7, but I've always said that I wouldn't say never. So she's sort of dangling it out there that there may be Book 8, 9, 10. We'll have to wait and see.
Okay.
I guess he's not dying if that's the case.
Would seem that way, yeah.
And forget Harry Potter. Forget every other sequel you've ever heard about. I've got the greatest showbiz story ever in the history of mankind. Just announced, August 21st, Jive Records will be releasing chapters 13 through 22 of Trapped in the Closet by R. Kelly.
Oh, oh my God, I can't wait.
Yes, it's true. New chapters, new characters, new plot twists, R. Kelly Promises You Ain't Seen Nothing in Chapters 1 through 12, which was released, by the way, back in November of 2005. Has it been that long since
we spent time with the midget
and underneath the sink?
Wow.
Give me a piece of pie. Cherry.
See, people always ask me every day, you know, did this happen to me? Did this happen to me? Now, it didn't happen to me necessarily, but it's just something that happens in reality, in life. So I decided to take a few chapters out of life and write a story about it.
He's got a weird-ass life, if that's the case.
And he had to make all those rhymes, too, remember? That was hard. You know,
sure.
Checks under the bed, then opens the dresser. He looks at the closet, I pull out my Beretta.
Now, to be honest with y'all, the Beretta, I really needed a rhyme word for dresser, you know, and Beretta just came out. But at the same time, it makes sense. That's the interesting thing about Trapped in the Closet. When it's rhyming all the way through, if you notice. Some people don't even notice because they be so into the story that they don't really realize that there's rhyming all the way through this Trapped in the Closet.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it even more interesting, you know. Ah, and nice. I don't even know how that happens, but it just comes off like that.
Sheer accident. How those do you, words end up rhyming.
He loves him.
How do you rhyme dresser and Beretta?
Well, it's the obvious choice, Kevin.
I don't even understand
but it
that.
Doesn't rhyme, though, I think is our point. There's that, right?
I cannot wait for this.
Could have been worse. Could have been Luger.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't even know what that means. Today's celebrity birthday is Jessica Simpson.
Four.
Oh, stop it. She's a fine young Texan Christian girl.
Is that right?
Big cans.
Oh, no. She's a whore.
I'm just a white girl who can't dance. I can only push my tush.
You look like a whore.
She's hot. She's great in bed. Just ask her dad.
That was typical, Jessica.
She's 27 years old today. Adrian Grenier of Entourage is 31 years old today. And Jake LaMotta, who, of course, was the character played by Robert De Niro in Raging Bull. He's 86 years old today. And Don Herbert, the recently deceased Mr. Wizard. He would have been 90 years old had he lived to see this birthday. And, of course, we all mourn his passing.
Sure.
But thank God for all of us, he lives on in the magic of television syndication.
And it was also then syndicated all over the country as well, right?
Well, it wasn't syndicated. It was on a network.
Right, but the next version of the show.
It was live on the network.
Right, but then once that show ended, the next version of it, there was a syndicated version as well, right?
No.
The
next version of it was on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, he really lost it there towards the end. He didn't even know about his own life. I felt bad for the guy.
Well, I don't think it was syndicated.
Sometimes
no,
death's
that was
a blessing.
Point.
Sometimes death is a blessing.
It wasn't syndicated.
Sometimes it's a sweet release from the
it
confusion
sounds like,
of dementia, senile dementia.
Right, but your
Bastard
memory
didn't even know
was
he was syndicated.
Faulty.
Poor
yeah, but he
bastard
wasn't
didn't even know he was syndicated.
Wow.
So was Mr. Wizard syndicated or what?
I'm pretty sure he was.
You have your head up your ass.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Very excited to welcome to the studio one of my personal all-time crushes, ladies and gentlemen. She is the mistress of the dark. She is the one and only Elvira.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Thank you. You may be seated now.
Should we call you Elvira? Should we call you Cassandra? What do you prefer?
Call me Cassandra.
Yeah.
No,
okay.
Don't call
Cassandra.
Me either Cassandra or Elvira. Call me Cassandra.
Cassandra. Okay.
Yeah,
very good.
Thank you.
Very, very nice to have you. It's been. We were talking off air. I think it's got to be at least 10 years since we came down to see your show. We interviewed you when you were doing the Not Scary Farm Elvira show.
Yeah, that was a long time
I guess
time
you did
ago.
For a long time. Yeah. But yeah. But before we talk about everything that's going on this weekend and what's new in the world of Elvira. Mm-hmm. Ralph mentioned earlier in the week, you used to be a DJ right on this same frequency back in the day.
I was at K-Rock. I can't remember if I was called Cassandra on the Rock or Elvira on the Rock. You remember? I don't know.
You
it was
don't
one
remember?
Of the two.
I think
oh
you were Cassandra because I think I've seen bumper stickers. Actually, you had your own bumper stickers from back then.
I think I have an old bumper sticker. And it was fun because I could play anybody and anything I found. So I was just out scouring the clubs, let me tell you, and just digging up music and playing. It was so cool.
It's just like that now.
You know, those were the days.
How we do it here on K-Rock now.
Those were the days.
Yeah.
Oh, man,
Kevin
yeah.
found Linkin Park playing, I think, at a Boy Scout Jamboree. That's where he found them.
We hear so many stories, and I'm a radio geek, so I'm interested in stuff like this, but we hear so many stories about the magic early days of K-Rock, and it was guys like Rodney Bingenheimer, who, of course, you know, passed away last year, we're sorry to say.
No,
but, I mean,
no, he's still alive.
They buried him at the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Remember,
no,
they buried him under the sidewalk
they
there.
They gave him a star. It was not a burial.
Did
I was on the same time, right before Rodney, and I sort of got my
fill of him?
No, not Rodney. I got my kind of learned like all about the bands and everything from Rodney years before, you know.
Right.
So really, I would go to the clubs, go to the Roxy and Whiskey, and oh my God, what were all the places? And look at the new
English
bands
disco?
Like the Go-Go's we found, you know, they'd never been played anywhere. And John Cougar, which later became John Cougar Mellencamp.
Sure.
But go and get all, you know, these bands. And you play them on, you know, right before Rodney came on, and Rodney would share all his bands with me, and I'd share them all with him.
106.7 Carol Q. That's Tattoo. Those two girls wear the schoolgirl uniforms that kiss each other whenever they play.
Yeah.
You know, they were on Late Night with Jimmy Kimborn.
Rodney loves them. Yeah, Rodney. I love Rodney.
Did he ever hit on you, Cassandra?
You know, I couldn't tell.
Oh, that's true. That sounds about right. All right.
That's the weird part.
All right. Come with me to Cantor's and I'll buy you a pickle.
I went to Cantor's with him.
I went to Denny's with him.
Rock and roll Denny's.
There'd always be like four or five other girls there, you know.
Sure.
Go there and meet him for breakfast.
He's got them lined up out the door.
Yeah.
But then you aged out when you got to be like 20, right? Then all of a sudden you weren't invited anymore.
Oh,
I
106.7 K-Rock.
Yeah, I did.
That's enough. All right, so thank you, Rodney.
I got too old for Rodney like 30 years ago.
When did you come up with and start the Elvira? When did that begin for you?
1981, and I probably did the K-Rock thing right around that time too. 82 or something.
And you developed it out of the Groundlings? Is that the story, or is that true?
Kind of. I was in the Groundlings for 4.5 years with Phil Hartman and Paul Rubens, who plays Pee-wee, and all these people, I had a character that was a kind of an actress, valley girl sort of character, which was like kind of happening at the time with the whole, you know, Moon Zappa thing, the valley girl thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of a valley girl character. A friend of mine
Can we hear a little bit of the valley girl? You mind?
Well, oh my God. I was talking like that. I mean, people still talk like that. That still
they
sounds
do.
Like Paris Hilton.
No, I know. It's true.
Sort of doing that. And a guy was looking for a horror host on the local channel. And my friend said, go down and see me at the Groundlings. He really liked the character I was doing, but he said they had to come up with a spooky look, which was very bizarre for me because I was like, why do you want that character with a spooky look?
Yeah.
I don't get it. But anyway, thank God he did it that way, because otherwise I'm sure would have, you know, put on the spooky drag and then been, you know, hello, darling, come in, drink a glass of blood, you know, all that stuff. So the two kind of did not fit together at all.
And that's why
it created
why
a unique thing. That's exactly why it worked.
Now, how on earth did Elvira get to be an internationally known brand name? I mean, hundreds of items of merchandising, DVDs, movies, records. I mean, it was an empire, right?
It still is. I have 7 new products coming out this month. I have a
All right, Gene
Barbie
Simmons, easy.
Barbie doll.
Elvira Barbie?
Yeah, Elvira Barbie, a line of Hallmark greeting cards, checks, which I know you're going to want, Elvira checks.
Checks, no kidding.
Yes.
And, can I write across
two
her cleavage?
Two lines of a t-shirt.
On the checks?
Yes.
Okay,
two lines of t-shirts, an apron. And it's just bizarre stuff.
Funny.
So still do that.
But who in 2007 comes to you and goes, Ms. Peterson, we'd like to license the Elvira apron. That's the item the marketplace is looking for.
I don't know. You know, I have a licensing company, and they go out there to all the various shows and say, what about the Elvira image? And people still buy it. Because
that's unbelievable.
The thing is, even though I don't have a television show on currently and haven't for a while, it doesn't really matter. The characters become sort of synonymous with Halloween.
Right.
So even though it kind of, you know, fades away during the year, Halloween, it's back, and all the things are going along with this. So it's sort of like, it's become very much like Santa Claus, only without a beard.
And a giant
right,
rack.
Sure.
Yeah, he has man boobs.
The giant rack, by the way, boy, have you gotten some mileage out of that. Man,
I really have. Oh, my God. Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're the best. Thank you, Jesus, indeed. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what's next for Elvira, because it's interesting you talk about how it's become this iconic image, so much bigger than you, the actress who plays her, that Elvira, it sounds like, according to your idea, is going to live on forever, right?
That's what I'm planning.
And we're going to tell you how you can be a part of that when we come back on the World Famous. Man, I got to tell you, Bean has the best stories, doesn't he?
He sure does.
What are you talking about?
How about the game? Has he got some game or what?
Bean lives the life we all wish we had.
All right, hold on a second.
The
here.
Show
we're
really
on the
happens
air,
off air, I'll tell you. We're talking to Elvira off the air.
Cassandra Peterson.
And Bean was telling her that for his, quote, bachelor party,
For one of them. One of the many times I got married.
He and his friend Frank.
Only his best man.
Just the two
best
of them.
Best man at the wedding, yes.
Went to Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, the movie, the night before he got married. That was his bachelor party.
That's sad.
That's
it is very sad.
Beyond sad.
So
it's tragic.
Too.
It really is.
I enjoyed you.
I enjoyed the film, you very much. But that's not a bachelor party.
So you guys were the ones that saw that movie then.
And by the way, during Weezer, Bean also proposed.
Yes.
I did. Well, I just figure it's time to take my love to a new level with Miss Peterson. That's all I'm saying.
It's top-notch gay.
Saw the movie, loved the movie, owned the movie on DVD. So there you go.
Fantastic.
All right.
Thank
Cassandra Peterson is here. She is, of course, the Mistress of the Dark. She is the one, the only Elvira. The one, the only for now. But apparently there's a search for a new Elvira, and you have what you're calling a casket call going on.
Open casket call,
Friday the 13th at 4 o'clock at the Queen Mary in Long Beach. What's this all about? What's the deal?
Okay, well, what I've been doing for a long time is, you know, a lot of appearances around Halloween as Elvira. And I get, starting in, like, spring, I get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of requests to be at people's haunted houses, their
bachelor parties,
car wash, their bachelor parties,
everything.
Bar mitzvah, everything. And, of course, I can't do them all. I just take the one that paid the big bucks.
Right, sure.
So all these poor little things go begging, you know. So I thought, what if I develop an army of Elvira clones?
Oh, this is scaring me right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I know.
Like it.
But look at Santa Claus. He got all these people out.
He's
doing
in every mall across America.
Every mall across America. At Halloween time, you go up there, you sit on Elvira's lap, tell her what you want for Halloween.
Okay. Yeah,
anyway,
you're not stepping down. You're not passing
not
the baton
stepping,
or anything.
No,
oh, good. Because I was concerned you wouldn't be.
I'm old Elvira, like you said before.
I didn't say it.
Old Elvira. It's the next Elvira, so that would make me the prior Elvira.
Team Elvira.
Yes, and we'll put them through a kind of a boot camp.
Sure.
And they'll have to learn how to be Elvira, and they'll be the sanctioned Elvira that can actually go out and do these sessions where they show up at haunted houses and sign autographs. Because for so long I've been doing these, and anybody under 30 comes up and says, "Are you the real Elvira?" Which used to really piss me off.
Right.
Then I started going, wait, I see dollar signs here. And then I thought, you know, why not? I mean, look at Batman. He's walking around at Hollywood Highland, you know,
and everybody's
taking pictures with him and having autographs.
He just got arrested a couple months ago.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
let's hope
that
doesn't happen to the Elvira.
They'll
get bad. Let's change to Superman.
Now, what are the requirements for Elvira?
Boobs.
Rack?
Boobs.
Well, those are important, but, you know, I'm not just a fantastic set of boobs. I'm also an incredible set of legs.
That's true.
I don't know if you noticed.
You got that, too.
But, you know, you have to also have talent and ability. Of TNA and with brains and entrepreneurship, you know, you have to be a businesswoman.
Okay.
And of course, one of the most important things. I mean, throughout my career, I've had to do things like sleep in caskets, be buried alive. I mean, I know I have spent more time in a casket than any living human being. I'm positive.
Wow.
So you have to be able to do that. I did a photo session covered with 150 snakes. You know,
excellent.
I laid around with tarantulas all over me. You have to be able to.
So not
kind of
claustrophobic.
Not claustrophobic.
You need a high
not
creepy threshold.
Furry animals, rats, or anything.
Wow,
but
that does
a lot
limit
of, character, you know, characteristics you have to have.
All right, let me ask you this, though. Will the new Elvira Army, will they be doing any of the TV show stuff? Will they be doing a stage show stuff? Will they be doing showbiz type stuff or just...
I love your stuff on VH1. You do the I Love the 80s specials and everything.
Well,
I always look forward to your segments on that because I find them very entertaining. You're not going to stop doing that stuff. Right?
I'm not going to stop doing that. But, I mean, you know, I don't know how long I'm going to keep doing this. But the good thing about Elvira is the humor sort of tempers the... sexiness, you know what I mean?
You
could
still
possibly be a
Mae
West.
Yeah. You're still plenty hot.
Okay, well, 8 o'clock in the morning, I don't know about. The new girls will not be going out and doing television right away anyway until I really have them thoroughly trained.
Right.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But they would certainly make all the personal appearances. And so I hope.
And this is all going
to
be a TV show, right? This whole process.
This whole thing is going to be a TV show. And if you come down to the Queen Mary on Friday the 13th, if you actually, let me mention that, if you go to FoxRealityChannel.com or you go to Elvira.com or you guys' website, for that matter of fact, I think K-Rock, your website.
We'll put up a link.
You're going to have the information to find out what you have to do, how you have to dress. I want people to come down in their sexiest, vampiest look. Not necessarily dressed in Elvira drag that day, because we will Elvira-ize you as the time goes by.
So just sexy.
Sexy and vampy, though. Vampy, goth, spooky. You're sexiest cool looks. So
hey,
you
Ralph,
can
we're gonna
still
be,
register. You guys can
we're
going to
be in Long Beach on Friday.
I know,
you're
for the
Long
booty
Beach.
Cruise.
Right?
Bring along a black wig and come on down.
Well, we're not going to audition. We're going to help you weed through the girls,
okay,
I think.
Okay.
Judges,
don't
you? Some kind of judges?
Yeah.
I can be Paula. I'm drunk all the time.
And I can be Randy.
Right?
Well, you
say,
are Randy.
Say dog. I don't know, dog.
Well, we may call you guys later on to be judges, because there will be judging segments as time goes on. First, we take all the crowd that's there, winnow them down to the unlucky 13.
Ooh, nice.
And then
later on,
towards Halloween, we'll be going down to 7 and then
do
3.
Do they have to pledge
the
their souls to you or anything?
Yes. Like,
must kill Kevin and Bean.
Some sort of bloodletting ceremony?
Control of it?
Yeah, all of that. All of that.
All right, so Friday, 4 o'clock at the Queen Mary in Long Beach.
Right, Friday the 13th.
And that's this Friday. FoxRealityChannel.com, Elvira.com, KRock.com. You can find out all of the information.
And you can sign up online and bring your papers with you at last minute. Show up as long as you have your application form. Walk right in.
Great. Fantastic.
We're going to have to stop by and take a look at this.
May have
Definitely.
To. I mean,
no.
Hot, big boobed goth girls.
Just because she needs help. That's the only reason.
Right. We're here to help Cassandra,
you guys,
our friend.
Have always been so helpful.
That's right. Thank you.
I love a world where there's now more than one Elvira happening. That's really, that's the world I've always envisioned in my life. So this is good news.
We want every size, creed, color, age, race, even species. Bring your dog.
Your Elvira dog?
All right.
Sure. Okay, now it's all of a sudden taking a turn for the worse.
Now Bean's really excited.
The search for the next Elvira open casket call. Cassandra, thank you very much for coming in.
You're
it's been
welcome.
Fun.
You're welcome. It's
nice to
seeing
see you,
guys again. We'll see you in another, 20 years?
Oh, no. We'll see you Friday night.
Friday night. Yeah. All right.
Yes,
that's
time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. You get on the air, you get a prize.
Oh, what a great prize today, too. We got 2 tickets to see the World Series of Football.
Soccer.
Sorry, Ralph, that's what it's called.
Soccer.
July 17th at the Home Depot Center. 2 games, 4 countries represented. You got the U.S., you got Mexico, you got Korea, and you got England. It's Galaxy versus Tigris and Swan Blue Wings versus Chelsea FC. All of that for you. You can get more information by visiting LAGalaxy.com for tickets.
Football not included.
Let's begin with Joey in West Covina. Hi, Joey.
Ralph, don't be the ugly American.
Listen,
if they want to call it football, they can call it football.
This is why it sucks, because they say, oh, it's football, live football. I get excited thinking it's football, and it's not, because football doesn't happen until September.
Right, but after that happens once, don't you go, okay,
no,
I'm like a dog.
I'm like a dog when you're throwing that tennis ball, and you go like this, and then you stick it behind your back. I keep looking every time. I keep thinking something's going
but
on.
But you have to accept that you're in the minority of billions of people around the world who call it football.
But
don't be the ugly American.
Country. You're in my country. You can't be the ugly American in America.
Of course you can be.
No,
you can't,
that's only, that's only abroad. Then they're just the dumb foreigners.
All right, sorry, Joey. Go ahead.
What it do, nephew?
Well, what it do, nephew?
What's going on?
I just wanted to talk about the Transformer movie.
Yes.
Okay. Why did Michael Bay kill Jazz? He was a main character.
Black.
It's horrible.
Black guy. Yeah, the black Transformer had to die.
Oh, dude, he was awesome. He was like the Transformer with the most personality.
I know. He was the hippest. He was the coolest.
Yeah. Keep the brother down, man. You know how it is. Come on, man. What country are you living in?
Are you really calling to ask about plot points of Transformers?
No, but like, come on. Transformers, like, Jack,
I loved
the main
it.
Character, you know?
Okay, like, but because that would hurt you the most, man. Other than Bumblebee, that was the one you really cared about.
Well, Bumblebee was pretty cool, but, like, if he would have died, that would have been even more tragic, because, like, he was, like, you know what I mean, like, a big part of the movie.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but Jazz, come on, Jazz. Like,
well, here's my point.
I think he's saying Jazz.
Here's my point. Once you see that happens, Joey, I think they're not going to remake it, so you're going to have to get used to the fact that Jazz was killed off.
Yeah, but if they make a sequel, they better bring him back to life.
Okay, all right, we'll put in our reservation for that. I don't know.
Did you cry at the end when Jazz died, like Kevin did at the end of King Kong?
No, I didn't cry. I was just kind of sad. I was just like, oh, man.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, thanks for the call. Hey, let's talk to Josh in Glendale. It's Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. There are a lot of new reality TV shows. And I saw some of that Age of Love last night for the first time with the 40-something girls and the 20-something girls.
Hey,
I know, weird, right, to be watching that.
Hey, it is loaded with hot chicks, though.
Yeah, it is. That's true. And there's also a Scott Baio reality love show that's on right now. And I guess Brett Michaels from Poison, Josh, that's what you're calling about? Is he's got a show, too?
Hey there, vaginas.
Hey, can't say that, man.
And to you as well.
Can't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
So, Brett Michaels.
Real quick. Since when did Ralph start working for The Simpsons? I didn't know he did all the voices on the cartoon.
He's done all the voices in all cartoons for about the last 15 years.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Nonstop.
Yeah.
Constantly recording voices.
He does Family Guy. He does everything.
Yeah. Yes. Right. I was calling to because I was watching the reunion of Charm School, which was magic. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Oh, sure.
And I saw a preview for this new show that's coming out next week called Rock of Love, Bret Michaels.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he's looking for a groupie, right?
Yeah. Is VH1 seriously running out of ideas of just what shows to do?
They're taking random words, putting it in front of love now, just anything. Age of Love, Rock of Love.
Yes, exactly. I have an idea.
Okay.
How about we put Chris Douchebag Angel in a lion's pit and see if we can elevate out of that?
I like it. Okay, you're all over the place, though. I'm confused by you, Josh, so I'm going to put you on hold.
You need to hone down your act a little bit.
What the hell? Colin and Reseda, good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
I was reading in the Daily News yesterday, and apparently some guy invented a computer program for the iPhone so that when you drop it, you know, it makes it sound like Chewbacca screaming, like the whole Wookiee call thing.
So really? You mean if you literally physically drop it to the floor, it makes that noise?
Yeah, I guess there's totally. I guess there's some sensor in the phone or something that knows if it's, you know, moving too fast or something, and it starts to scream like Chewbacca, you know, when Han gets captured or some crap.
Now, wait, you're saying that's loaded into all iPhones, or this is just a guy who has just invented this?
Some guy just invented it.
He wrote the program.
Maybe downloaded into the phone or something. I don't know, but I mean, you know.
Okay. Yeah. That's a great story. You hold on.
Jesus Christ.
A rough batch. Let's talk to George, who's calling from...
Mission Viejo.
What would that be?
Mission Viejo?
I think it's Mission Viejo is what it's supposed to be.
Really?
That's which intern is working? Is this
ever.
Gator? Is this our new intern Gator who took that call?
Oh, this is Christian Ska, yeah.
Oh, this is Gator.
Okay.
Yeah. MICHINDIEJO.
Michandigo.
George, what's going on?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby?
Hey, where are you calling from? Just curious.
Mission Viejo.
All right. Then.
How about
there
that?
You go. Okay.
Yeah.
Mission CH. Mission.
Hey, you know what? Dave just put up a note. This is the guy, we call him Gator because he was from Florida. He just came into town, so he
Mission
doesn't know.
Means he doesn't,
so it's not to spell the word mission?
He doesn't know Mission Viejo. Maybe the guy just, I don't
is
know.
Is it Mission Impossible, too, when he goes to see the Tom Cruise movie? Right. M-I-C-H?
George, what are you calling about?
Earlier you guys were talking about how they're cracking down on pirating on like on the Transformers movies, and it's really funny. My kid just came back from the Philippines last night.
Hi.
And he was telling us a story about how the friends of theirs, the group that he was with, they bought some Transformer movies that were already out on DVD.
Wow.
And it would show the FBI warning, the whole nine yards, and the next thing you know it goes into some guy holding his kid, home movies mixed in with the actual movie from a theater.
Home movies mixed in?
I taped over his old tape.
That's the laziest thing ever.
It was, and there was like four copies bought. It was $3 American that they paid for it, and they bought like about four different copies, and it was just four different complete movies. One of it had the actual movie going in there, and then it was just like a picture of the seaside village that they were taking pictures of. It was just
vacation home movies.
I love that.
That's great.
Yeah,
dude, I got the Transformers right here. Oh, I'm sorry, that's my vacation from 2 years ago.
And some guy at the beach as a bonus feature.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's end with Franklin because I think Franklin's going to pull us out.
Can we
of this
just
one.
End? Can
no,
we just
no,
do
this
that?
Is Franklin. I think you'll love.
All right,
Franklin and Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Okay, so there was this guy who hired a private investigator to check out his fiancée because he thought they were cheating on each other.
Right.
I hate you, Kevin.
No. Hear him out. This is good. This is good. It has a good twist.
So he catches his wife cheating.
Right.
Yeah. The private investigator with all the pictures and good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, oh, it's his fiancée because they weren't married yet.
Right.
And at the reception, her payback, his mom, her mom and dad paid for, I'm sorry, I'm trying to get it out.
Okay.
Her mom and dad paid for this $20,000 reception,
mm-hmm.
had it all set up, had it all good.
Then what happened?
And she taped the pictures to the bottom of the table.
What?
And once everything was done, he said, can everybody please look at the bottom of the table?
No!
They go and they grab the picture, and it's his wife cheating with the best man.
No!
And he said, thank you, good night, and left.
No!
That's
and Franklin, this
crazy.
Happened to a friend of yours? This happened to somebody you know?
No.
Oh, really?
Where did you need to hear the story then?
Oh, I heard it on the radio station.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
That's
but it happened, though, right?
Franklin, it happened, though.
I mean, it's real, right?
On YouTube. There has to be pictures or, like, video of this somewhere.
It really happened, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it really happened.
Yeah. I heard the guy, after the groom left, he went to Vegas to party because he was so pissed off at his wife. And then he got this hooker. And then he took her to the room, and apparently she drugged him or something, but he woke up the next morning in a tub of ice, and it said, wrote on the mirror, call 911. She had taken his kidney out.
No!
Dude, oh, what? Wow.
Yeah,
are you kidding?
It really happened. I heard the guy on the radio said it.
Wow. Franklin, what are we going to do with you, dude? I mean, what are we going to do with you?
Okay, listen, go to Snopes.com, look up that story. It's false. But thank you for the call. We appreciate the effort.
I mean, I want Franklin to understand that story has been going around for decades. It didn't happen. It never happened. Yet everybody who tells the story tells it as if it's brand new and it just happened this week.
It happened to a friend of mine.
Yeah.
But it was videotape. It wasn't just pictures.
That's right.
Under each seat. How crazy is that?
And a little dog there for everyone to take home as a party favor. It turned out to be a rat.
That's what I hear.
And it had a toothbrush up its butt.
I think we covered them all, Ralph.
Well done. Thank you.
And there was a bloody hook hanging from his car door.
Yes. I want to thank all of our many, many guests on the Kevin and Bean Show today. How about Jermaine and Brett from the Flight of the Conchords? Oh, how about them in here today? They're very funny. If you don't know who they are New Zealand's fourth most popular guitar-based digibongo a cappella rap funk comedy folk duo. And they got a show called Flight of the Conchords that airs Sunday nights at 10:30 on HBO and then repeats throughout the week.
We insist you watch. Yes, fantastic.
Yes, it's very funny. And they're in a sold-out performance at the El Rey tomorrow night. So congratulations if you already got tickets for that. And thanks to Cassandra Peterson for joining us, too. She is, of course, the Mistress of the Dark, Elvira. The search for the next Elvira open casket call will be this Friday afternoon starting at 4 o'clock. Yes, that's Friday the 13th at the Queen Mary in Long Beach. I think we may have to swing on by and check some of that out ourselves since we're going to be in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I mean, if we have to.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, we're going to talk about people who have who fully appreciate inanimate objects.
Look, there's no way we can do this. Why are you putting it back in the schedule? There's no way we can
do it. We're going to try it every day till we can pull
it
off.
In the current climate, we cannot do that phone topic.
But we have a story about a guy who really liked riding his bike.
I know.
Ralph.
But
that story could be in the newspaper and we can't talk
about
it.
There's no way you can talk about it and then take phone calls about people who really like other inanimate objects?
Yes. But they just really like them, Ralph. There's nothing else going
they
on.
They have a very close friendship.
Thing in them.
Right. There's nothing like that,
Jesus.
Dude. We also have some...
Look, maybe you guys don't need this job. Maybe that's how it works. But
yeah,
I
sure.
do.
We also have a little problem in the family. I don't know if you are aware of this. But,
Louis Michael, the problem in the family.
Psycho Mike's wife is being stolen by the King of Mexico.
Of all people.
Well, who could blame her?
And that's...
I know, but the King of Mexico?
You got Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Dave Sanchez. That's the way I rank them.
What would that do to your self-esteem, Mike, if you ended up losing your wife to the King?
That would be sweet, sweet justice.
Psycho Mike is so inattentive that even the attentions of Dave the King of Mexico is turning his wife's head.
Yeah, that's
pretty, swaying.
That's a good
rough,
point.
Totally that's how isolated that's and alone she feels.
Dave pays such good close attention to my wife. He really does. Like, when she wants to talk about stuff, he listens.
Yeah.
And when she wants to, like, go dancing,
that's
they
what I'm
do.
Saying. How completely emotionally isolated must she feel to respond to his attentions? Good point.
Also, I don't know what that is. But hold on. But seriously, you have to hear this tomorrow because Mike has been telling us that he shows up at family functions where he shows up and his wife is already there, like in the pool with Dave. I mean, she's bringing Dave to family events as her date now.
It's yeah. true. That's yeah. 100% true.
Oh, that's awesome. That's going to be the best
ever. Is
it
ever. Date or pet? That's what I'm thinking.
We'll have to decide tomorrow. We'll try and get her on the line.
The new
tomorrow.
Game we should play, Date or Pet.
Date or Pet. And the only place you can get tickets for our singles party, the Kevin and Bean Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder, is here. We've got some more for you tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Cat Corbett's up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock. New Bad Religion CD in stores are available for download today. And we'll hear Honest Goodbye from that. Also, the Dynamite Hack Boys in the Hood song that you like so much. We got some Wolf Mother, Jane's Addiction, Linkin Park, so much more, all after this on K-Rock.